that we are an iHeartRadio station. Someone's going to get offended. It's just the way the world works. So to hopefully save everyone a little time and or energy, here's this. The opinions that you hear are those of the host and callers, and not those of iHeartMedia, its management, or advertisers.
The Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning. Monsters in the Morning.
Monsters 2021, you're one of the best. You got the best honest talk show in the morning, anywhere in the country. It's the Monsters Morning Drill Radio 104.1. Guess what we're doing? Broadcasting live all over the world on iHeartRadio. That's right, the iHeartRadio app is pretty easy to find all over. You can see it sometimes you got on your computer. Maybe you'll have it in a car sometimes. You see the little icon. You'll see the icon. You check into a hotel room sometimes. You see the little icon, iHeartRadio. When you got iHeartRadio, you got the Monsters in the Morning worldwide. Also, these little smart speakers, they know us. All you got to do is tell the smart speaker, play the Monsters in the Morning. And it'll pop us on, so remember that and do it everywhere you go. It's kind of fun to see if it'll work. And it does. It's pretty cool. I did it when I was on vacation just to kind of check it out. And, it does work. Also, live on our YouTube channel, getting close to 21,000 subscribers. It's a badass channel. I think you'll love it. There's a little chat area there where people chat back and forth, all really positive, cool people. And I think you'll enjoy that. So check it out. It's Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. What's up, y'all? It's a Friday. I'm Russ Rollins, host of the program. We're ready for the weekend. I don't know about you. Here's the producer, the Angel of Boom, Angel Rivera.
Cool level.
To my right, Mr. Motivation, Carlos Navarro.
Good time, never stop, baby.
And the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes.
Yes.
Hey, if I got a telephone number, if you want to call us, you can. Probably 7 will do trivia, but you can call anytime you want if you want to. It's 407-916-1041. Texting us, people are already texting this morning. Thank you so much. You can text us at 77031. And we text you back during the breaks. That's what's great about live talk radio as opposed to podcasts. You know, everybody's got a podcast, but live talk radio is interactive. You can chat, you can talk, you can go back and forth. And that makes it a lot more fun, I think. But anyway, so we'll be here for the next 5 hours. Isn't that crazy? When you start up the machine, you're like, okay, now it's 5 hours, ride right here.
Let's go.
And let it go. But it feels like the weekend. I always say Thursday, you know, is weekend eve, because when I wake up on Friday and we do a Friday show, this feels like weekend already for me. You know, like the party has begun. It's party time here on the Monsters for a beautiful Friday. I will tell you, you guys know that I'm a bit hard-headed, correct? I mean, just a little bit. And sometimes that can be a good thing. It's not always a bad thing that I'm hard-headed. Hard-headed being this time, you guys have been telling me all week, and I've been trying but not being able to do it. But I'm like, okay, I'll go. Because yesterday when D. Strong came on, he goes, no, Russ, you got to give Squid Game like just one whole episode. I'm like, God almighty, okay, this will be the third time I've tried with Squid Game. And then I think Angel or Carlos said, well, hey, dude, you know, you can turn on the English. You can make it so they're talking English, so you don't have to read. I'm like, okay, all right, so I will attempt those two things, because I saw this yesterday, the most popular Netflix television show ever. Ever. Yeah. 90 countries. It's everybody's watching Squid Game. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm not going to be the old man that just isn't going to try to connect. You know, I'm the old man's going to try to connect here, and I'm going to do it. All right. So I tell Mary Ellen, I said, honey, I got some bad news for you. As I know, we've tried this three times. But you know, D Strong and the fellas, they say, I got to just one more time give this a shot. And see if I can connect with what the hell is going on in the rest of the world with Squid Game. So I turn it on so I can, it's in English and subtitles, so you can read and you can hear what the hell they're saying. And I got to the first episode and I got it. I'm like, okay, this is okay. I get it. You know, and actually made it all the way to the glass bridge. Like, you know, it's like seven.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Seven episodes. That doesn't give anything away. There's a glass bridge. Yeah, there's a glass bridge. So I made it all the way to that.
So the one before the finale.
Oh, is that before the finale?
Yeah. Things, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. There's only three people left. Okay, yeah. So I get it. I do understand.
What? 7 hours. 7 hours?
Carlos, I've got nothing to do.
He's under quarantine, Carlos.
Carlos, I'm under quarantine. Can't go anywhere. Couldn't even go shopping if I wanted to go shopping.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm sitting there. I walked around the block. You know, the COVID fatigue is real. I get tired. You know, so I did work out yesterday, though. I don't know if you guys noticed. I was working out with weights, doing some lifting and small.
Oh, bro. You're getting real jacked.
I am. I'm jacked up. Yeah. but then when I'm all done, I'm like, okay, I got nothing else to do. Let's see if I can, get on top of what the rest of the world is freaking out about. And some of the acting is way overacting, but other than that, good story. I've seen worse for sure. I mean, man, I've watched worse, and I sort of get it. I mean, I don't see why it's the most popular television show of all time, but the violence, Carlos. After a while, it's whitewashed. It's like,
it's weird. I hate to say that, but yeah, there's some violence that is so like raw and real and made to make you really feel every moment. This is part of the game, so it's very cold. It's very cold. Yeah. It's very bloody. I mean, but I really understand. I think I understand why people are connecting with it, man. We're in a weird time where a lot of society would maybe play that game. They would get in that line.
Yes. Because of debt, because they're in debt.
Life in general, not even debt. You wouldn't even have to put debt into this. You would get people signing up for free.
Yeah.
You would get people signing up to play this game because there's a lot. I'm not saying it's the majority, but I've realized very quickly the minority can very passionate, loud, sometimes overzealous and crazy minority can really make a big change and statement, and I think a lot of people are connecting with it. Me, I just think I love Korean kind of film, and I love the game, and I love the symbolism, but I can understand why it's so popular.
Hey, Ryan, was it you that told me to turn on the English, or was it the other guy? I don't remember.
We told you to do it.
It was Ryan that said it. Big surprise, you won't give Ryan credit. Whoever said it.
I said it. So whoever's texting you needs to pipe down and go back and listen.
Oh, it's that Trump guy. He's just a jackass. Just a jackass. But,
don't listen to the texting service ever.
But anyway, as I'm watching, seven episodes, I'm like, well, I guess I'm into this, I'm not saying I like, oh my God, I enjoy Tiger King more.
Yeah, I don't know why it's the biggest show ever, but it is enjoyable.
Yeah, it's like, okay, there's nothing else on. So, and it's kind of a Halloween sort of a deal. It's got a little bit of scary to it. So,
helps for sure. That also is perfect timing for this to come out.
Like you're saying, though, Los, I think a lot of people are looking at that and feeling that our society on a global level, because think about the themes that are in this and they're touching everybody. Like 90 million people are watching this and they're feeling it to different extents. And that lets you know that there's something tapped into there that on a global level, people are feeling, everyone's gone through this pandemic. We're all awkward. We're all feeling a little punchy. Right. We're all just kind of not self-assured or that swagger that everybody used to walk with now.
In debt. A lot of people are in debt.
All those things.
Yeah, the scenes where they're going up the stairs and down the stairs, and my daughter's like, why are they doing that? And of course, the director may go, the screenwriter may go, this reason. What I see it is how a lot of people are today. We don't know whether we're coming or going. We don't know if we're going up. We don't know if we're going down. We're confused. But guess what? Not only am I the participant doing it, but the person that's working the job is also doing it. They don't know whether they're going up or down either.
Man, you're getting deep. I just thought they were playing a little fun kid game.
There's a ton of social commentary in this thing, man.
There's a lot in it. That's why great films break through, great shows, things you haven't seen before because of it. It's not by chance. It's not like, we'll just make funny stairs.
This has happened several times before where you guys tell me, you got to give it a shot. You got to give it another shot. And I'll do it. I mean, I'm not that hard headed. I'll give it another shot. So I'm glad that I did. I get it. So after the bridge, Ryan, there's one more episode. That's it.
That's it. Yeah. And it has a good, satisfying ending. I definitely enjoyed it. I'm glad you got on board. I thought you were going to do the thing, as a Kiss fan that Kiss fans do where it's like, I don't like the thing. And that's what I like about it.
No.
Okay. Have they fans usually said, or have they mentioned, or is there a potential for a season two?
Are you kidding me? Of course, there's got to be.
All right. That's all. You don't have to say anything else.
I mean, it made more money than anything on the planet. So, Angel, the answer to that has got to be 100% yes.
I can't wait for the terrible American version. It's going to be out.
Right. The octopus trials or something like that. You know, something that'll be similar.
Hey, what does a squid have to do with it? I didn't see a squid in the
It's the opening credit. Yeah, they explain what a squid game is and why it's a squid. Because it's because the game that they play on as kids, the board, the field looks like a squid, sort of.
But
here's the weird
in the way
thing,
that
right?
constellations look like animals.
Yeah, is that, yes, if this was in the theaters, if this was on network TV, that this would be making hundreds of millions of dollars. It's not. It's just getting a bunch of attention.
And oh, okay.
All they care, you see what I'm saying? Like, you would think, oh, this guy's making... It's not. It's literally an attention economy. All they care about is to say it has this billion of streams or whatever the hell the number is, because that's what gets the next gig. And that's what gets the, you see what I'm saying? So
yeah, they're saying that's the Halloween costume of the year, you know,
of
to
wear course,
the, you know,
course,
wear the mask with the whole thing. All right, let's take a little bit of break. It's a Friday. Hope you're in a great mood. If you're not, we're going to help you get there. Okay. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Whole lot of things done.
Something on your mind? Text us at 77031. Standard data and message rates apply. Real Mobile is powered by Orange Buick GMC and orangebuickgmc.com. We are professional grade.
From the
Radio. Welcome to Friday. Ready for the weekend. What's up, y'all? I'm Russ Rollins along with Carlos and Angel and Ryan. Brian Holmes. Ryan, out of all the KISS shirts, you got the coolest one, by the way. That was always considered the coolest one if you wore the Ace Frehley shirt.
And why is that?
It just was. He was the outlier, the one that just everyone considered the coolest. He was a stoner, I think. I think that's probably why.
All
right. I think that's why they liked him the most, because he was the stoner, the guitar player. But I did a little bit of work yesterday for the KISS concert thing for you. You're doing that tomorrow. I unfortunately can't go to the End of the Road tour. I saw a couple of people canceled on the bus because I wasn't going, and that makes me sad.
That's offensive to me, and the people that did that, you're dead to me.
Well, I wish they would just go and enjoy themselves. I look, trust me, I want to go.
Is it because you're not going, or because you, like, people got to see firsthand what COVID was like, and they're like, they got concerned?
I'm not sure what it was actually, but I just know that you're gonna have some more space on the bus. Look, you have a luxurious bus.
Oh, I got stretching room, baby. That's
I mean, anyone that's going, you're going to have all kinds of room on this MCA bus to go to the concert and everything. And I talked to Whiskey Paul yesterday. God dang it. Some people in my life I've had the pleasure of meeting. When I meet him, I feel like, you know, friends, like right away. Like, that's the way it was with Omar from Carl Black and Dr. Butch and some people. And Whiskey Paul is just one of those just terrific guys. Anyway, talked to him yesterday about the Majestic Monster Whiskey, where we are with that. So you know, since you designed the label and everything, they spoke to the feds about a week ago, and they're still waiting on the approval of everything on the label. Everything else is fine. It's just the make sure the label is done perfectly, and we're closer and closer to having the Majestic Monster Whiskey, which is, I'm excited about that.
I'm so excited. I love this sentence. Ryan Holmes has a federally approved whiskey label. Like, those words together sound cool as hell to me. I don't know why, but it's
I can't wait to pimp it out like Conor McGregor.
It's so funny because we got so excited about this, and now because we've just been waiting and waiting and waiting, when you said I designed the label, I was like, oh yeah, I designed the label.
But here's the thing: this is a real process. This is not just throwing a label on something.
This doesn't mess around.
This is our whiskey, and just so everybody knows, everybody sharing in the love of the whiskey. This is not just me. I make sure everybody gets a part of it, even people that don't drink whiskey. I want us all to share in the love of this, because I think it's a cool thing for the show. And anyway, so he's tapped a couple bottles of Majestic Monster, and he's gonna, I actually need to meet with him today to pick them up, and I'll have him at my house so you can pick them up, Brian.
Oh, we got bottles?
Yeah, you got two bottles, so everybody can do a shot on the way out to the concert. Make sure everybody gets
a loaded gun, bro. Like, you sure you want to? You sure want to make this happen?
That's why I'm saying, I'm letting you know. It's so everybody can have a shot, and these guys will be the first ones to taste it, which is kind of a cool thing I wanted to do for the Kiss bus. This is your cat, and my it's no longer my cat. So you're gonna have to stop and get some little shot glasses or something, little plastic shot glasses. So everybody, you know, cause you don't want anybody sharing out of the bottle.
No. I don't know. One shot deep, and that might start going around. Russ, I will take care of your cat. Your cat will be well maintained and groomed, and I will rub it caressingly while everybody's going to have a good time. So your cat is in good hands. Also, that's a phrase that people use apparently.
I mean, you're going to have honest to goodness, this is where I wanted to be.
The seat's open still, right?
You've got an MCA bus that is a luxurious bus. It's going to take you to this concert. You got free tickets to, you know, and do whatever you want. I hope you enjoy yourself. If you go to the casino, you do whatever you want.
But here's the problem.
I hope you have a good time.
There's a no re-entry policy. I looked into that.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't look into that. Somebody told me that.
I will tell you this, that I did yesterday. I had some meetings to do. It's so weird, Carlos, is now you can go, and if you got meetings, you know, I can walk to my back room, open up my computer, and there I am in a meeting with somebody who's in Minnesota, you know, about a new client or whatever. But as I'm waiting in between two, I started watching the end of the road tour from last night that they did, just so I can feel
it's so sad, man. I feel so bad for you when I open up the YouTube and I see that, like, a half-watched end of the road video is up, and I'm like, Russ.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you're going to enjoy it.
I'm going to have a good time, but not the time that you would have.
I know. It's my childhood. You know, that's the thing. It's my childhood. It's my thing. But maybe you will have a little bit of appreciation of why, you know, I love that band so much.
I'm excited to see it because, like, that they're the all-out, like, they're the quintessential live band, right? So the bands that I go see, they were always, like, a bunch of mopey guys that never, they just put on jeans and a t-shirt, and they played their songs, and they went home. I've never been to a concert with the accoutrements, with the pyro, with the dude flying around, with all of that kind of stuff. So I'm interested to see it.
They created that genre, so that tomorrow. And so yeah, I should be going to get the whiskey today. Now listen, that means you're gonna have to hold on to two bottles of whiskey until.
I don't know if that's a fair thing to do. Like you gave him two bottles. Those are his.
Yeah.
No, they're not. No.
The Kiss tickets, I'm allowed to do with them what I want.
You know what? Do what you want. I'm gonna protect them.
They are going to be. Oh man! Like, now you got me in my head. I'm like, oh god! Don't drop it! Don't drop it! Don't drop it!
Don't drink it all.
I'm not gonna drink it all, but like if I crack it open tonight around 3 p.m., you know.
No! It's fine.
I'll water it down a little bit. I went to high school.
Yeah, I think there's like 25, 30 people that'll be on that bus. And then the bus seats 60. So you're going to be able to socially distance. Going to be good.
That's going to be a good time. How am I getting these whiskey bottles, Rusty?
I'm going to text you when they're at my house, and I'm going to put them in front of my angel nose. I got a little table in front of my under the pergola, and they'll sit under the pergola because you don't want to come in contact with me yet.
Oh, that's right, because Mary Ellen leaves like treats out for drivers and stuff, right?
She's still
got a fridge out there.
I accidentally left a 6-pack of water bottle on my front porch yesterday. I'd set it down as I was coming in. And I forgot to go back and get it. Got an Amazon delivery. Dude took my water bottles.
Oh, did he?
I think he thought, like, I was like, oh, here you go, Amazon guy.
Well, a lot of people are doing that. It's an easy mistake to make.
I totally understand it, but I was like, oh, that's funny. And now it honestly made me, it's like you have your own trick-or-treater all year long.
I know, she's got a little plastic thing where they can open up and there's chips in there, and then she's got water bottles, and she's got, not Kool-Aid, but what's the other?
Squeezy.
Gatorade.
Yeah.
Gatorade,
no,
you know?
She's so sweet, man.
I'm going to start cruising by just to get a snack.
I know!
And it just says, thank you for the things you do. Please take one, you know.
Wow.
it's been up all year. But and so now our fun thing that we like to do is, even if we're out or something, even when we were on vacation, we get a, thanks to that ring thing that you gave us, you know, the ring camera that's at your front door, we can see the reaction of people when they read the letter and whether they actually take, you know, chips or drink or not. And it is very satisfying, because like last week, one lady, she was a black lady, she's like, oh my Lord, how sweet is this? And she opened it up, and she's like talking to the, I guess she knew that the ring was there. Thank you so much, that's so sweet.
And that'll
make your day, you know, to see that it
I would love to see like you like upload those videos, and then we all take bets on like either what they take and if they say thank you.
Yeah. Right. And then some guys will get, they'll open up their fridge and then they don't close it, which that chaps my ass.
Typical.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dude. He's not halfway thinking. He slams it. It doesn't shut, but he just keeps walking. I'm like, "Oh, man, you look like an ass. We just gave you something. You can at least make sure the door's closed for everybody else." Hey, speaking of being outside, this, you know, I always every Friday I got to make a little note to myself.
Outside this morning?
I did, Angel.
1,000% humidity. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was humid as hell. We're talking. Yeah. It was. Let's see here. I woke up at so it was about 4:15, right? So it was about four. And so what I do on Friday mornings, I have a little card, my little Jolly Jane card, and I put it on the table to remind me I got to take the trash out. That's my reminder, right? So it's time to go take the trash out. 4:15. I'm starting to walk out there. I'm rolling it down the driveway. I look over to my right, and there's a bear.
Whoa!
Now, what do you think I did? You've known me for a long time, Carlos. What did I do? The bear standing right there. What did I do?
Well, you're not very scared of bears. You're fascinated by them. So you probably sat there and either looked at it, and if it moved towards you, you probably yelled, "Get away, bear!" Something like this.
Angel, what do you think I did?
We're slowly trying to find your camera to get a picture with them.
No, it didn't have it on me. Ryan, what do you think I did?
I think you went ooh and ran into the house.
My heart rate did not even go up.
Wow.
You just started talking to it, didn't you? Just said, "What's up, bear?"
I said, "Hey, bear," and just kept walking, just like, "Hey, bear." And the bear stopped and looked at me like, "Oh."
You guys remember when he lived in that other neighborhood and all the bear sightings, he was the one that would like try to go like look for where the bears were last seen.
I thought to myself, maybe I should be excited. Maybe my heart rate should be going up. Maybe I should be scared. I just said, "Hey, bear." And I put the garbage can where it's supposed to go. And I started walking back and just looked at him. And he looked at me.
Big was this guy?
He was about as big as my dog, you know, not the little bow dog, but the bigger dog, you know. He was about that size. So it's like a baby bear. Yeah, so he didn't scare me. I was like, "Hey, bear, what's up?
What's up, bro?
What up, bear?" Yeah. So
have you seen Frank? We haven't heard from him.
I haven't heard from Frank the bear in a while.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with him? I don't know.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, in his old neighborhood. Remember he got into, like, bear shenanigans, and then somebody, like, set out a bear trap, and then they set up, like, a Halloween-style decorations around it so the bears wouldn't get into the bear trap. You never told us what happened with that, and you were like, "I can't give you guys all the details."
Oh, he ended up giving us all the details.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't keep my mouth shut very often. What are you talking about? I don't even remember.
You have a long bear history, though. I'm just realizing that, yeah.
Yeah, when I lived in Sanford, I used to follow the bears around the neighborhood. I was fascinated by them. I think they're beautiful. I've never seen one attack anything. I'm sure if I did, that would change my perspective. But but this one was just standing there, and I'm like, "Hey, bear, what's up?" And just take the trash down.
I'm more afraid of a snake. Like, if I saw a snake, I would freak out.
Me too.
If I saw a bear, I'd be like, "Okay, there's a bear."
I don't say "hi, snake." Yeah. I run snakes because I was chased by a snake when I was a kid. So that probably did it for me, you know. But bears, I think, are kind of cool. So this weekend is Donkey Cow Quest for Angel. You're off to get a donkey.
Yep, we're picking him up on.
I don't know why I'm fascinated by that, but it fascinates
me. Old Mac Angel's got a farm.
Saturday afternoon we're going. I'm picking up Ava, and I don't know the donkey's name yet.
Can you make a hat for the donkey? Something to make the donkey stand out. I don't know. I want the donkey to look cute for some reason. That's why I wanted my barn.
Donkeys stand out on their own, I think.
But, you know, a donkey with a hat is pretty interesting. Yeah, I mean, it really, you know.
You know what? Once I get to know him and get to, see what his vibe is and everything, I'll see if he'd be open to rocking a hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You have to do a vibe check on a donkey first. Because
if he's an ornery donkey, I'm not getting close to an ornery donkey.
I guess there are ornery donkeys. I guess so, yeah.
I hear more of them are ornery than not.
Yeah.
Honestly, more of them are sons of bitches than
real
nice
asses.
Donkeys.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I heard. And they'll stomp like chickens. If you got chickens.
Dude, I saw a donkey fight a coyote and it won easily.
That's why donkeys are usually around herds of animals, like cows and stuff like that. So we've got cougars out there and not the good kind. And so that's why
you mean there's not a bunch of hot middle-aged ladies trying to steal your cows?
Yeah, just roaming out in pastures.
Not the ones that used to pay for Angel's blackface iPhone bill for years.
Yeah.
So Ryan, to go back to today. So when I have Majestic Monster whiskey in my clutches and I'm ready to turn it over to you, do I send you a text? Do I send you a smoke signal? Is it an email?
Send me a text. I'm going to show up in a hazmat suit. I got to wipe down these bottles. It's a whole thing. No, just text me, and I'll come and grab them.
Okay, all right. So that way you'll have it for the
But don't make it too late. Like, don't make this super inconvenient for me.
No, I don't know what time Whiskey Paul wants to get with me. I'll meet him up at our place, and he's gonna hook me up with two bottles. These are the first two bottles that have been tapped, really, and you guys will get to try them out on.
Are they gonna have the label
on the bus
on them?
No, the labels aren't made yet. No, these will just be the whiskey itself from
I'm so excited. The closer this gets, I'm just like this is gonna be a fun time.
You're going to have a good time.
I'm sorry, Russ. It's not going to be fun. The Kiss probably is not going to put their full energy into it. It's like, you know, you're probably not missing much.
You know what? It's so funny you say that, and I hate to even say it, but I mean, they're like, you know, Paul Stanley's 69 now, and Gene's 71, and I watch the show, and it's like, they don't have the same, you know, not the same stuff.
Oh, do they not have the same gusto? I'm getting the B level?
It's got gusto, but it's the gusto of a 70-year-old dude. I mean, you know, like, yeah, it's as much as gusto as they can get.
I think about, like, my grandpa throwing on makeup and dancing around on a stage. Like, my World War II Navy grandpa, and I'm like, if it was, like, 8 years old, I'm like, that would be the weirdest thing to see.
Now, look, this is me. I've been a fan since the 70s, right? I've seen every show or whatever, but it's something I noticed yesterday. So, I didn't say this, but at the end of the show, this is no big secret or whatever, Paul Stanley takes his guitar and he hits it on the ground and breaks it up.
And
he throws it to the audience, right? Well, back in the day, it was grab the guitar and bash that sumbitch and he throw it into the audience. Now, there's a little switch on the back and he hits a little switch. And then when he hits a little switch, you hit it one time and it breaks off. And I'm like, oh man.
You're why are you blowing up his spot? Oh.
Well, I mean, he's 70. You know, years old. What are you going to do? Only so many guitars you can break after, you know, 45 years, I guess. Hey, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Woman in your smart speaker knows what you need.
Really?
Don't ask how. Just tell her to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio.
Some of my favorite products that I use are Harry's Razors products. That's right, Harry's Razors products. I use the shampoo. Radio. 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 104.1. Hey, tonight is What the Hell's Angel Listening To from 9 till midnight right here on Real Radio 104.1. What's up, y'all? I'm Russ Rollins along with Carlos and Angel and Ryan all here on a Friday. Hope you're ready for a great weekend. I got today is World Egg Day. And I normally would not even bring that up, but I only bring it up because I do have a new little gimmick that I've been doing. and I started doing it because of that stupid show that I started watching with Steve Martin. What's that called? The mystery in the
Only
hotel.
Murders in the Building.
Only Murders in the Building, right? Right. And he had this thing where, you know, he tried to make the perfect omelet. So lately for breakfast, I've been trying to make sure I make the perfect fluffy omelet, like to make sure I can fluff it up, but really, really good. And man, I've been on a roll. I've been it's my little thing I look forward to in the morning. It's like, I'm going to make the perfect fluffy omelet. Light and airy and that whole deal. And so that's been my, this morning I did a good one. Oh, it was just.
Do you add a little bit of milk or no?
I do not. I just fluff it a lot. Like a lot. You got a lot of fluffy, you know?
Supposed to do that.
Really?
You're not supposed to over whip your egg.
I whip the hell out of it to get it all as fluffy as I can. And that way I can get it as light and airy as possible. But all right. Are you guys big egg fans? I got to tell you, I'm a big fan of the egg. I think the egg is a good thing.
Yeah. Recently gotten into the egg. I've recently, ventured into more of the egg, and I'm really into the sunny side up egg.
That's a goodie.
Yeah, I used to just live in the scrambled egg world, which is so boring and childish.
Yeah. You'll get shamed for eating scrambled eggs. It's the people think you were a baby if you do that.
Yeah, but I really only have it. I used to have it occasionally, like when we order from a breakfast place, and I'll get like scrambled eggs with like cheese or whatever. But now I get it sunny side up. My daughter likes eggs, but the baby likes eggs, so we're kind of a little bit more into eggs now.
What do you think about the omelet? Are you because it used to be I thought an omelet was like that's too frou-frou. That, you know, I'm not an omelet guy. I'd rather have them scrambled, you know. Now because I see there's a little bit of a technique to making the right omelet, making it fluffy, I'm into it.
You know, it's weird. Whenever I work on a show, like where you get breakfast, you know, they make your breakfast or whatever.
Yeah,
it's always an omelet, turkey omelet. It's always this. I always like to have the same thing when I'm shooting that day. Because it's just comfort. And an omelet kind of hits off all those comforts. It's like hearty. It's breakfasty. I put a little hot sauce with it. We'll get some veggies in there.
That's good,
Get some berries with it. So you kind of get best of both worlds and you're ready to go. But other than that, man, I rarely ever get it. Every now and then we go to Kiki's and I'll get an omelet there because it's the size of your leg.
So, Angel, what do you think? How many, the average American eats how many eggs a year without even realizing it? Because there's eggs in damn near everything. What do you think the average American eats a year?
1,000.
1,000. Ryan Holmes, what do you think? The average American eats this many eggs a year.
Okay, so if you eat breakfast 5 days a week, yeah, I'm going to go 650.
And then what do you think, Carlos?
Well, I have to ask a question. Does this include the stuff that you eat that has eggs in it?
Yes, it does.
Hundreds of thousands. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be thousands, right?
Yeah, you all overshot it for some reason. It says here the average American eats 250 eggs a year.
That's way low.
You think?
I think that's low. I know a guy that eats 30 eggs a week, he told me, with a straight face. And I had to, like, what?
I do. I eat a lot of eggs. Matter of fact, when I go for my snack, I'll have a couple boiled eggs because of the protein, you know. I know it's not good for my cholesterol, but I don't screw it. I mean, it makes me not hungry.
That's the one way I can't eat eggs is as a boiled egg.
That's my new thing right now.
I love it.
Tacky eggs, boiled tacky eggs. You stop it right before it becomes hard-boiled. It gets a little yolky in there.
You
make some toast on that. Oh, I love that right now.
Yeah, I got a little boiled egg maker, you know, like it's a little thing, and you put them in there. And a lot of times, if you guys see me leave here real quick, I'm gonna go and fill up my little egg machine and make some boiled eggs because the protein makes it so you're not hungry, you know.
Yeah, and then I'm a huge fan of. Okay, so have you guys seen this? All the seasonings that they use on the everything bagel. They've put them in a nice little container now, and you could put everything bagel seasoning on everything.
Yeah. Christina has that. And then I'll sometimes just dump that in my dinner. And I'm like, sausage and vegetable tastes a little like bagels. I like it.
I use that on my eggs. Everything bagel kind of seasoning.
Well, it is. So it is. It's World Egg Day. And then also, and I know this is not going to be up Carlos's alley, but it also is National Fluffernutter Day, which the Fluffernutter,
Those are the guys before the porn shoot, right?
No. A Fluffernutter. I did not know about a Fluffernutter until, I was in my 20s and I went up to Maine. And in Maine, it's a big deal. Basically, it's that peanut butter. It's the marshmallow-y
thing, right?
Marshmallow fluff, and then you put peanut butter on it, and it's a sandwich, and it's a Fluffernutter. And the first time I had one, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I've done without this my entire life, because I loved it, but I haven't had one since, because it's just so much sugar. But up north, man, it's a huge deal. But you don't like marshmallow at all, do you, Carlos?
I'm not a fan of marshmallow. It's gross to me, and sandwich with it would be even grosser. I don't like s'mores. It's a weird thing.
I don't understand marshmallows either, and how they've like lasted the test of time. It's such an awkward mouthfeel, you know. Yeah. And I've had the Fluffernutter before, and it's too much. Maine, you're wrong. You're wrong. That's why we keep you up there with all the rest of the crazies.
Where do you think the oldest times that they found the marshmallow? How ancient do you think marshmallow is?
Well, marshmallows are really in now. Like, there's like a whole
the thing,
marshmallow industry, which is kind of weird, but they've been around since Egyptian days, because King Tutankhamun.
100%. Yeah, it says here marshmallow candy has been traced back to ancient Egyptian people, and they used to sit around and eat marshmallow plants, which I didn't know there was a marshmallow plant.
Wait, what?
They harvest marshmallow plants.
Yeah, that sounds like something you'd find in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. No,
they got big plants that produce the bigger ones, and then they got little plants.
No, they
that
do
produce
not.
The mini ones. Yeah, you've never seen a marshmallow plant?
No, you guys are pulling a prank right
look
now.
It up. Look it up. It's really cute. And then they change the reason it's different colors is because they can do like a process where like they grow a rose a different color, then grow a marshmallow a different color.
Wait, so marshmallows are made out of flowers?
Yeah.
There's a marshmallow plant, and it's spelled A L T H A E A. And I don't know, but that's the official name of the plant. And that's where it comes from. Yeah. Hey, Ryan, just so you know, I sent you an email this morning for a video.
I love you.
I don't know if you saw it or not, but it's a video.
I got
Okay, I want to show this to Carlos a little bit later on because it's going to freak him out.
Freaked me out when I saw it.
I want to be freaked out. It's Freak Out Friday.
It's a brand new robot. It's a new robot they came up with, and it is way freaky. We'll show that later in the next hour. Also, trivia time, which means your chance to win some stuff. Get on the line, 407-916-1041. My favorite part about trivia now is that you get to be king or queen for a day and plug and promote whatever you want. So that's happening next, 407-916-1041. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
You could be cool.
The brain isn't all that great at hearing stuff and remembering it. The good news? You can watch us, too. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real Radio 104.1. From
Hey, do you have a leak in your roof? If you do, my buddy Mike can come and check that out. Matter of fact, it's a free roof inspection from myhomebuildersnetwork.com. That's myhomebuildersnetwork.com. Mike is a fourth-generation contractor. Great guy. He does all kinds of home repairs, but he does a lot of roof repairs because we have that problem here in Central Florida. And he can help you. A brand new roof. If you need an entire new roof, he can help you with that. And also, like he did with Angelique, help you get the insurance to pay for it. It's myhomebuildersnetwork.com. Fourth generation contractor. Super great guy. He can help you with those replacement windows that save you money on your electric bill. and just he helped me with anything. You know, he did tile for me in my house. He does all kinds of stuff. MyHomeBuilderNetwork.com. MyHomeBuildersNetwork.com. It's Mike. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you sponsoring, buddy. Hey, our phone lines are open, by the way. We'll open them up right now if you want to get on the line and play a little trivia. 407-916-1041. You get to be king or queen for a day and win one of these great prizes. Ryan, I forgot to mention with the Kiss Bus that we got to thank Steve from Porky's Barbecue. He did that for me as a favor to sponsor the bus. Bus is sponsored, and Steve from Porky's is awesome. You guys have been to the Porky's in Apopka, right?
Yeah, that's the one thing I miss about living in Apopka is that I don't live right by Porky's anymore, because going by there for lunch was one of my favorite things. Especially because they have a drive-through.
That monster sandwich is no joke, man.
The Cuban barbecue sandwich is what my usual go-to with the summer slaw. It's one of my favorite things ever that I've ever eaten is the summer slaw at Porky's Barbecue.
Well, I want to thank him for sponsoring the Kiss Bus. He did that as a favor for me, and I do appreciate it. And I hope you guys all have a great time tomorrow. Welcome back. I'm Russ Rollins, along with Carlos and Ryan. And now it's time for Angel to tell you what prizes we have in the prize pinata. We are opening up the phones right now, so you have an opportunity to win and be king or queen for the day.
The prize pinata is brought to you by Cento Family Moving and Storage. They are Central Florida's trusted source for local and long-distance moving services. From packing to delivery, Cento Moving is fully licensed and insured to provide you a seamless moving experience. Had a call yesterday. Had a guy hit me up. I think we were coming back from break, and you guys were trying to get my attention. I was talking to this gentleman, and he was like, "Hey, man, I just hired Cento. I just really need to hear it that... Did you really use them, Angel? Did they really do your move?" And I was like, "Yeah, oh, yeah, man." I was like, "I can't be saying this if I didn't really use the service. They helped me move from East Orlando, from Claremont to Apopka. Russ's five
guys,
moves.
I've used them like five times. It was the same guys. Now, that says something about a company, by the way. It was the same movers that are professional in what they do, and I got nothing but great things to say about them. And Felipe is just one of the sweetest, nicest guys,
really,
for sure.
Carlos had to move him from Orlando to DeLand, and yes. He actually used a couple of their services. Their storage facility was able to use. They did the move as well.
And I'll be honest, there was two things that I was like, I guess they didn't bring it. But I said to myself, but I believe in Felipe more than I believe my own eyes. And I said, they're here. These shelves and this other thing are here. And my wife and I had full belief. And they were there. We just didn't happen to see it.
At the bottom of the shelf, right?
At the bottom of the shelf. Yeah. And another thing. And they were both there. And everything was great. Service, awesome people.
So hit them up, CentoMoving.com. That's CentoMoving.com. Go to the website. That starts the whole process. Forget the stress. Move with the best. That's Cento Family Moving and Storage. Today's prize pinata, you got a pair of tickets to Orlando Pride versus New York, New Jersey, Gotham FC. And that's Saturday. That'll be this Saturday at Exploria Stadium at 7 p.m. You'll get your tickets if you choose that prize later on this afternoon. We also have a pair of general admission tickets to EDBD 27.
EDBD. Oh.
That's WJRR's Earth Day Birthday 27. And that's Saturday, December the 9th as well. Starts at 11 a.m. at Tinker Field.
Tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir. You got Candlebox.
December the 9th or October the 9th?
Did I say tomorrow. December? I'm sorry.
Tomorrow.
October the 9th.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
I apologize. That's a whole other show. You got Royal Bliss. You got Fozzy out there. And again, that starts at 11 a.m. at Tinker Field. And then we have... Come on, baby. Halloween Kills, advanced screening of a Halloween Kills. You got four tickets to that. It's advanced screening of Halloween Kills Tuesday, October the 12th at AMC Altamont 18 at 7 p.m.
You know what's funny is I'm yesterday watching and they're promoting Halloween Kills, which we've got tickets to give away, and they're interviewing. I like Jamie Lee Curtis because she don't give an absolute F about nothing. And they're like, "So, Jamie Lee, you know, with this new movie, what do you think?" She's like, "I don't know. I hate these kind of movies." she's like, "I hate these horror movies. They're the worst. But hey, you know, I'm doing it." which is so funny.
Thanks, Jamie, for promoting it. We appreciate it. We spent our whole budget on you. We literally spent our whole budget on you, but it's okay.
She's like, I hate horror movies. And they're like, does Michael Myers live? She goes, I don't know. Who knows? She could care less.
All right. It stars, or you could get it streaming on Peacock on October the 15th. It's in moving theaters next weekend as well. And those are the prizes in today's prize pinata, Russ.
Thank you, sir. 407-916-1041. Let's see who we have on the line. Angel's answering the phones. Remember, if you win, you get to plug and promote whatever you want. They charge a lot of money for that around here, by the way, to have a commercial. But I love it. Even though yesterday we had one it's like we have a sponsor, and then we had a guy who did the same thing. But it happens. You know, what are you going to do? Who's up first, Angel?
Up first, we got Laura from Maitland.
Hello, Laura. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. How's everybody over there?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's Friday. It's looking like it's going to be a great weekend. How about you? How's your morning going so far?
So far, it's going great. I've got to go into my office first time in a while. It's kind of weird driving this morning, but hey, we do what we do, right?
Yeah. So it's your first time back like into the office since COVID?
No, I had to go back before. They had us all come back for a while on a rotating basis, but then when all the Delta stuff hit and everything got bad, they sent us all home again.
Well, they did you a favor, because I had the Delta, and it wasn't good. It's not, even though I had been vaccinated, boy, I tell you what, I was very, very ill. So they did you a favor. Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're back today. Here's your trivia question. If you get it right, you're Queen Laura. Good luck, okay?
Okay.
Okay, okay, this famous torture tool wasn't actually a torture device in the Middle Ages. We all thought it was, but it was created in the 18th century as part of a traveling circus sideshow just to freak people out. Name the torturing tool I'm talking about.
Maybe the rack, the thing that stretches you.
The rack that stretches you. That's
a good rack.
That's a great guess. That is not the answer. Who do you want to help? You've got Carlos, you've got Angel, you got Ryan.
How about Mr. Trivia Ryan?
Mm. Mr. Trivia. Voted Mr. Trivia. Ryan, this famous torture tool was actually not really a torture device at all in the Middle Ages. It just was created as a part of a sideshow in a traveling circus in the 1800s just to freak everybody out. What torture item that we think is real really wasn't?
Is it the Iron Maiden, Russ Rollins?
It is the Iron Maiden. Congratulations. Hey! Yes, Iron Maiden was not, it was not real. Somebody made it up to freak everybody out. And the Iron Maiden, which is basically, you know, where they kind of, you know, lock you into a human-shaped cabinet with spikes in it.
Yeah.
That was all made up just to freak everybody out. So you're a winner, Laura. Wow. Congratulations. What would you like to plug and promote
and tell us
about?
Geez, good question. You know, I think that right now all I'd like to do is say thank you to all of the people that have had to go into work and take care of us through all of this pandemic and Delta. And, you know, obviously the nurses and doctors at the hospitals, but the cashiers at the grocery store, the delivery people from Uber Eats and all those places. I mean, they're all basically putting themselves out on the front line these days just to make us happy. I think that's kind of remarkable.
It is, yeah. Hey, Laura, have you been able to stay healthy through this entire time, or did you have a little bout of it, or how you been?
No, I've been good. I've had a couple of little bugs that I went and got tested, but I was negative. I don't even know how you catch a little bug when you're staying at home. But no, I've been healthy. My wife's been healthy, and you know we're just taking it a day at a time and waiting for everything to calm down a bit.
Yeah, good. Well, you know, it feels like it is calming down a little bit, so that's good. Congratulations, Laura. You are the Queen Laura for the day. We'll put you on hold. Angel's got some prizes for you, and you take whatever you want, okay?
All right, thanks, Russ. You guys have a great day.
You too. You have a great day. Yeah. Yeah. So the Iron Maiden, is that something that you thought you guys all thought was always real? Like, how many things in life do we find out? Ah, that wasn't real. That was fake. That was all made up. There's so many different things like that. When I saw this, I'm like, I always thought that was a real torture device.
I wonder if the band Iron Maiden is embarrassed by that. That's what I always think. I remember hearing that like a long time ago, and it's like, okay, you based your thing around a thing that doesn't really exist, but you can't change your name at that point. But man, I remember taking the field trip to like medieval times or whatever in like fourth or fifth grade, and they show you the torture equipment for the medieval ages, and it's right. Just like the pure evil creativity that came out of that time. It would give me nightmares for most of my life.
Angel, didn't you tell us recently, didn't Iron Maiden come out with a new album recently that was doing pretty well?
Yeah. I think it was late last year they came out with one.
Yeah. They're still... do they still tour? Because I haven't seen them. Well, I guess that no one's been touring, I guess. That's a dumb question. Yeah, that's a dumb question. Hey, so, okay, when we come back, I sent this to Ryan earlier, and I know that Carlos gets a kick out of this, and the headline is, creepy new drone... robot that walks and flies is a nightmare come true. I don't know if it's a nightmare come true, but it is pretty freaky looking, and we'll be able to show it to you when we come back and tell you about it and tell you who invented it. But it is not the normal suspects. It's not your what's that biological what's the dynamic. It's not them. Yep. It's another company that's working on robots. So we'll be able to show that to you. You might want to click on Real Radio Monsters on YouTube. That's Real Radio Monsters on YouTube, so you can see it, and we'll tell you all about it when we come back. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. What the hell's on you're listening to tonight from 9 till midnight right here on Real Radio 104.1. If you get a chance right now and click on your phone, go to YouTube, Real Radio Monsters on YouTube or Monsters.fm, however you want to find us, and you could kind of see what's going on in the show. I think we also, do we still do it on Facebook, Ryan? If people are on the Facebook page, does that still pop up or not?
I'm having a heck of a time getting it on Facebook right now, but we will be, but I'm having a bit of an issue with that.
Okay, all right. Well, welcome back. I'm Russ with Ryan and Carlos and Angel all here today. And when I see these, you know, we have a fascination with certain things. Flying cars. We did an interview with a guy yesterday who is inventing and coming up with flying cars that will be coming to Central Florida. And robots, because Boston Dynamic has just made it so crazy. But now there's another company that is doing a robot. And here's the headline, right? Creepy new drone that walks and flies is a robo nightmare come true. The two-legged flying robot successfully can ride skateboards. So here it is. Now, does this freak you out, Carlos? He's walking.
Okay, I'm watching it.
And then he flies.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's like a little fairy. It's like a fairy robot.
Yeah, there is a little something. I think it's the skeleton structure is very creepy. Of course, they would call it Leonardo for Leonardo da Vinci.
It's Leonardo, yeah. Legs on board is what they're saying. And I guess it, yeah.
So you see that, and your first impression is a fairy.
Yes, because he flies. Yeah, it's like a little fairy, fairy,
or like a little chicken. Like there's also a little velociraptor bottom half to it.
Yeah, it looks to be about 3 feet, 2 feet to 3 feet tall.
This one doesn't scare me. Now, the way they hype it, you know, oh, creepy new drone that flies is a robo nightmare. Oh, look at him. He rode a little skateboard.
This robot's radical.
Now we need a Pixar movie about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the advancement of it, right? Because what Russ said, yes, this is done for all the other things they're looking for, but I think people thought those dogs were too creepy. So they're like, what do people love? Little flying fairies. And so there's a little fairy. What else do people love? Velociraptors, little velociraptor in there. But the fact that it can just take off and fly like that, very
interesting. That's the future of robots, right?
Did you guys not watch Terminator Genesis? Like, am I the only one that watched it?
You're right. They had them like that, didn't they, Angel?
And they were crushing human skulls.
No. Yeah. I know, but humans always win. At the end, humans always win. So we win.
Legs on board drone. Now, why is it the picture of the one they showed was yellow and he looked thicker, and this one's kind of like thin? Like, I could kick that. Like,
it's still in development. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah, this, eventually it's going to have the armor and everything that you see right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so that one's all armed up right there, and it's got the guns on it and everything. Yeah.
That one you got to be nervous about, Leonardo.
Yeah, you come home, this thing's banging your wife. I don't.
That little one, you just one little swap of the leg, and it's dead.
Yeah, you think, but then you probably hit it, and it's hard as hell.
Yeah, it's like titanium.
Yeah, it's like vibranium.
I don't like that. Like I'm like, all right, weird robot video. But then it's skateboarding around, and I don't like that. What about
that? I'm different. I want to hug it now. When I saw the skateboard, I was like, it's just trying to get home.
I gotta get home and do my homework before my robot mom grounds me.
Hey, so did you see there's a new movie coming out? Once again, it's with Tom Hanks, and I guess he has robots, but he's trying to give he gives emotion into the robots, and the robots start become loving. And it comes out at the end of the year, I believe.
Is it a comedy or is it a scary one?
No, it looks like it's Tom Hanks drama kind of a situation, and he's got like these three robots, but and he's inputting feeling into them, and then he starts, you know, it's like they learn love, which that's when we have
comedy too. That would be a super, that'd be funny as a comedy because all the, you know, the robots would be overly loving.
It's a post-apocalyptic take on robots, and he's an aging engineer. He's got an amusing robot, an adorable dog embark on a road trip to escape a deadly storm is the premise, and it's going to be on Apple TV.
What's the name of it? Is it Finch?
Finch.
Finch, yeah. It looks, I mean, it's Tom Hanks.
The trailer's out there, yeah.
So they signed Tom Hanks, obviously, right? Because
the last couple things, right?
I mean, that didn't make a lot of news, I think. And for him to be, he can choose any project in the world. But whenever I look at those guys, I think, okay, they are getting the greatest stories ever presented, you know, in front of them. And for him to choose Apple and.
Well, he did News of the World. That was a movie that Apple. He did. That was
and
on Apple.
Greyhound.
Greyhound.
Wasn't Greyhound on Apple?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the one with the battleship.
Captain, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like that one as much, but I actually kind of like News of the World. I thought that was a pretty good
Los,
movie.
Los, is Hanks typically, are all his movies come from Sony?
He might have a long relationship with them.
So that's what the deal is. Apple paid Sony $70 million and 15 years for streaming rights to Tom Hanks' film Greyhound. And then from there, I guess that's where the relationship started with Hanks and TV and Apple TV. And then I'm trying to find, but he just has a deal with Sony and all these are Sony projects, I don't know.
Sony is the one that's out there just kind of doing their
like
own
a wild
thing.
Card kind of.
Yeah, they're not doing a streaming service. It's really smart. They're kind of like, hey, you want some Netflix? You want some this? And they cut a deal with Netflix that they can only. They're smart because they're kind of doing what they want and then just kind of selling off without the frustration or responsibility of building a streaming service.
Hey, did anyone watch the Clint Eastwood movie that just recently came out about Macho?
Yes. I watched the beginning of it. I didn't finish it, but I was enjoying it.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it's a typical Clint Eastwood thing where there's like no real big ending that is, you know, mind blowing, but it's a nice little journey, you know, it's a nice little, and even though he is 7,000 years old, it's like, okay, that's still Clint Eastwood. He's still, why are you shaking your head, Ryan?
He's 90 something years old, right? Like, I can't buy Clint Eastwood at his roles at this point. Like,
it's not like he's a badass, and he's an old man. He plays an old man.
I can do Liam Neeson, and you know, like,
no. You got to see this, Ryan. He's not like going after fighting. I think he punches one time in it. I'm not a huge Clint Eastwood fan. He throws a good punch. The guys, I think I have a lot of love for him because of the Westerns. He was so good. And he's still a great actor when you watch him, especially.
Sure
like
he
I
is.
Said, I got halfway through. And you got to watch him for that kid, too. They plucked him out of obscurity, and he is fantastic, man.
The kid is great. And the rooster. I like the kid and the rooster. Yeah, both of them. And it's a good story about, I don't know. I guess it didn't get a lot of attention. But I enjoyed it.
What does anymore, really? What does it mean?
Well, now it's Squid Game. Squid Game gets attention, you know?
But like we just talked about three Tom Hanks films that will be forgotten about in the history of Tom Hanks films. Let's be honest. Like we don't even like there's no connection to him. And it just happens more and more that you know, it's weird how it is.
I think it's the machine though as well. In the sense of like these projects that Hanks does, they kind of, because it's Apple TV and we're not seeing the Hollywood type of promotion behind them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you have Apple TV, you're going to see it. If you're into other streaming services, you're going to see it. But I don't remember commercials, TV commercials for any of these projects. I either saw it on YouTube or we talked about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then
right.
with Clint Eastwood, the reason we're not paying attention to Clint Eastwood is everything that he's done outside of movies. And yeah, for a lot of people,
yelling at
his political stuff.
Yeah, that's the baggage that he carries with. Like,
you know, with him, I can divorce it all. I'm like, it's Clint Eastwood, old man, and that's what he thinks. I don't really care what he thinks, to be honest with you. I just like his movies. I don't really get into his politics.
He does a bit of the white savior stereotype too.
Oh, you know? Yeah, that's what that whole movie is, right?
Yeah. His last three movies are that.
Yeah.
So, because he went from Asian kid, now it's a Mexican kid. Yeah.
Like, I can solve all the ways. Give me a Mexican kid. When I get there, I'll figure this situation out. He'll say some funny lines.
Somebody find me Hawaiian.
Gran Camino, it was Asian kids. Let me yell at the Asian kids. Then I find a couple good ones. Then they like me. Then that's good. Okay,
I don't know.
Next?
I like that whole scenario. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but today is the end of the season finale of Ted Lasso, man. And I got to tell you, I'm
not ready for it.
Oh, I don't know if I am either, Ryan. Because God dang it, I enjoy that show so much, and I dreamed about it last night. What I thought the finale was going to be like. But that's
so learning so much more about the way that this TV show is produced. The guy the actor that just won the Emmy for playing Kent, Roy Kent. He's actually one of the writers. He writes.
Really?
He writes for his character.
Oh, wow.
So he was talking about.
Brilliant, man.
Yeah, he's talking about how one of the reasons, and again, this is production stuff, Carlos, that I think you would enjoy. He was talking about production cost and how, because of how he and the guy that plays Jamie, how they can't do too many scenes together because they start cracking up and they have to reshoot. And so if you notice this season, there wasn't too many scenes of us together because of so many reshoots, because we're cracking up. And if we do, do scenes, they're over the shoulder. Like, he got real technical. Like, they're over the shoulder scenes, kind of like that kind of thing. And then when he was talking about in the writer's room, he goes, I have to sit on stuff because this character is so good. And then he's like, and then he was joking about how, like, now that I have the Emmy, I'll be like, Roy Kent wouldn't say that. And he brings the Emmy out and everything. But it's fascinating how this whole team works and who writes for what, and how many different people are in the writing room. Not just Jason Sudeikis, but this guy. There's a couple other guys.
That's pretty cool. You know, we're talking about Apple Plus, talking about their platform, and Ted Lasso is getting a bunch of attention. I am surprised that the morning show does not get a lot of attention. It's got, you know, Jennifer Aniston, it's got Reese Witherspoon, it's got Steve Carell, it's got a lot of big stars in it, and basically it's the story of Matt Lauer on the Today Show. I mean, it's you know, about the guy who was the host doing all kinds of improper things, and I enjoy. It's a good show, but you do not hear anyone talking about it. It did not. It was not nominated for anything. No Emmys. Nothing. But it's
the first year wasn't it? The first year it was nominated.
I don't think so.
No, it was very low key. Like, the people that knew about it, but it definitely didn't have the success it's enjoying right now.
I wonder why.
I watched the first episode and I got through it and I got it, and I think people are just tired of a lot of drama. Like, and that was such a huge scandal. Like, in that sense, you know, like that, the Me Too movement and everything. And that's basically what it's about. Who knows? I don't know. Ted Lasso seems to be a breath of fresh air for a lot of people in this kind of.
That is exactly how I feel about it. Yeah. Squid Game, it's like, okay, man, the killing and stuff. I'm watching it. But, like, I want to have the fun of Ted Lasso that's all pretty positive, except for what's going on right now. Oh, my God. It's got one little rub in it. But it's a fun show. You know, another thing while we're talking about movies, real quick, this weekend, obviously, is 007 comes out, and I thought to myself, because Mary Ellen's got some stuff to do today, so I'm gonna be here alone, and I'm like, well, because she does not want to see, she's never watched a James Bond movie, just and not interested in doing it, so I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'll go and go see it by myself and go see the James Bond movie. Maybe it's just in my neighborhood. I don't know. I checked five different movie theaters. Movies now don't start till like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Used to be you can go catch a matinee, you know, go catch it at 11, 12, 1, whatever, in the middle of the day. And that way when she, you know, she comes home, I'd be home. But yeah, movies are not starting till 4 or so. Is it, are you surprised about that?
I didn't know they started early.
Oh, yeah. I always used to go early. I'd go at like noon or 1 and get a whole place to yourself. And that's the, that was the beauty of it, you know?
Yeah, I've never, you know, movie theaters, just like every other place right now, they're suffering as far as, you know, labor shortage and just overall trying to stay open.
I was going to say, Russ, maybe it's just because it's that one right up the road that you're going to, because right now, today, if you wanted to go, you can go catch one at 11:30.
Where?
Altamont.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Altamont's got one at 11:30 a.m., one at and then one at noon, obviously. Winter Park has got one. Winter Park's got one going at 10:30. If y'all want to, you know.
Yeah, Russ just means the Apopka Theater, by the way.
Yeah.
I thought I'd looked at all of them. Let me look at my little thing here. Hold on. So for today, today's the 8th, right?
Yeah.
And
but are you supposed to stay at home right now?
Can I tell you something? No, if I'm in the movie theater by myself, I'm fine. You know what? I looked yesterday and it didn't start till 4. Today I'm looking and it is, you're right, noon, 12:30, 12:25.
And yeah, so. The reason it probably didn't start till 4 yesterday was because, they were like late release. So yesterday was the opening of it. So you could catch like, because I thought about it and I was like, man, I probably could go watch it tonight at like 9 o'clock. But then I was like, I'm not trying to stay up till midnight.
Right. So. Yeah. I'm with you. All right. Hey, listen, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
Think those 5 people that follow you on Twitter give a sh**? 407-916-1041. Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, Monsters of the Morning, Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio, reminding you that coming up on November the 6th, Carlos is going to be hosting the Mustard Seed of Central Florida. They're doing a called Raise the Table. It's their fundraising event for the year, and the painting that you see behind me will be auctioned off. It's the favorite one that I've done. Just take a little something behind it, Carlos, because I know you'll be auctioning it off or whatever. That is the first painting I did after I was going through divorce, and Dwight, the counselor that we talked to, he told me I should start painting, you know, get some stuff off your chest, start painting. And that was the first one that I did, and I really liked it, actually, and I've kept it around for a long time. But then when they asked me for a new painting this year, I didn't have an idea, and I thought, well, why hold on to my painting? I should, you know, let it do some good, auction it off, so that's my favorite one I've ever done, and you'll be auctioning it off on November the 6th.
Yes, man, that's very kind of you to do that, because you do love that one. And you should have painted in the COVID hospital room. I think that would have been, you know, like maybe,
you know, Bobby, you know, Bobby sent me a like bunch that. Of a bunch of art like stuff, but the hospital room, not the best place to paint, you know. I would have made a mess.
We didn't know how long you were going to be there, and we were hoping to be something in distraction, so we've got a couple canvases, some watercolors.
It was sweet as could be. You know, I got it all here. I got it all here so I could do it if I feel, but you know what, I haven't
gotta
had
that inspiration, right?
I haven't had an inspiration of something that I want to do, you know, and I don't know. I think because I'm fulfilled, like everything is so good, you know, in life, you know, I love my wife. I got a little grandbaby coming. My kids are good. Like, I'm so fulfilled that I don't really need the outlet, to be honest with you. So I don't have that. One of the things, though, one of the stories that I have here is that, as far as an outlet for the past 2 years, how many people do you think, boy, this is a lot, how many people do you think learned to play guitar in the past 2 years during the pandemic? Ryan Holmes, how many people do you think, according to a new study, how many Americans learned to play guitar in the past 2 years to get that outlet out because they're bored at home with the pandemic?
I'm going to go with, let's say, 5 million.
5 million. What do you think, Angel?
And that's just here in the United States?
Yeah. According
and they're basing this off of guitar sales? Maybe?
I don't know what they're basing it off of. It's just a story. I don't know.
All right. Well, then if we're just doing it willy nilly, I'm going to say 9.5 billion.
9.5 billion. Okay, you're a little over. And then what do you think, Carlos?
9.6 billion.
9.6. Yeah.
I thought he was low.
According to a new study, 16 million people in the U.S. learned to play guitar in the past 2 years. 7% of the population, 62%, said they were motivated because they had extra time during the quarantine. Now, I will tell you, I did buy a guitar within that time, and I have picked it up, and I have learned some chords. I cannot say that I've learned to play guitar, though. It seems like it's a difficult, you know, transition there to get it from just playing chords to making an actual song. I can make it sound like it's doing something to impress people that don't know. I got a buddy of mine come over, you know, about a month ago, and I start playing. He goes, "Man, you can play guitar." And I'm thinking to myself, "No, I can't, but I'll let you think that." but you do it very well, Ryan. Like you play guitar well. How long have you been learning?
Since I was like 14, I think, somewhere around there. But yeah, there's definitely like easy little tricks you can learn to sound good with like a 3-chord situation. And it's fun to see, because you have gotten significantly better. Every now and then I hear you playing the guitar, and yeah, it's compared to what it was when you first started, which wasn't that long ago, you've made some leaps and bounds.
I don't know that I could say I play guitar, though, you know. So these 16 million people that say they've learned, do you think it's a part of some people's brain that they have a musical ear, they have a musical part of their brain that works, and they're able just to pick it up and learn it?
I think just scientifically, the younger you start, the easier it's going to be for you. That's just kind of how the brain works. So it's more difficult to learn it in your later years, but it's definitely not impossible. Like, that's the thing. Like, I always had a problem with like rhythm, and I was like, I'll probably just never learn, and it's probably just something you grew up with. And then I actively took lessons and was able to do it. So yeah.
Are we sure that the rhythm got you? Are we sure?
Because I'm hoping it's going to get me one of these days. It's still the hardest part of everything that I do if I ever try to do drums. But it's just practice and muscle memory, and you got to go at it, and you have to not let other people's progression in like that, like say a 2-year time period get to you. You get there at your own time. But
do it. I'll go back there every once in a while, and I'll strum through and go through some chords and stuff like that. Yeah. Carlos, you ever wanted to play? I know you were trying to play piano for a while, but I don't remember you trying to pick up the guitar ever.
Never. No, it's never been something I've been interested in. More piano and drums I've always been interested in, but not the guitar. It seems very difficult.
Yeah.
It seems like the people who love it really love it, and it takes dedication and time, and they become obsessed with it. That's what I've seen. The people who are really good at any instrument, really, they take that time, and they really focus on it. It's not practice to them. It's not practice. It's like, I'm getting better. And I can understand that with some of the things that I do, that some people may consider, oh, that's practice or something. To me, is like, oh no, that's what I enjoy.
You know? And I obviously have a lot of time. Like, I got a lot of time.
Yeah,
and I could do it. I started playing around. I'm like, okay, I'm bored now. I don't really want to do this. And I'm forcing myself to do it. So I guess I don't want it bad enough. Angel, you're a music guy, but I don't even remember you actually playing any instruments. Have you picked up a guitar before or tried to play any instrument?
I tried to learn how to play guitar. My father, I think I was 10 or 11, got me a banjo because I thought I wanted to be a banjo player.
All right.
I even took lessons with that. I just, like, I love music so much, and the best that I could do with it is articulate that through turntables
is an instrument.
Or that kind of thing. I don't have the aptitude to play an instrument. And we had my parents wanted one of us kids to learn, you know, something, because we had a piano in the house. My brother and sister took piano lessons, and, you know, my dad being a huge fan of salsa and coming from, you know, 60s and 70s and those big bands with horns and everything, he was hoping one of his kids, because he was the same way. He's a frustrated musician. And,
right.
And he couldn't play anything, and he was hoping one of his kids could have it, and we just never had that bug.
So now I can play enough on piano to make someone who doesn't know think I can play piano. Like I can play one thing and like, oh wow, Russ can play piano. And I can play enough on guitar where you think I can play, but really I know I can't, which sucks. But yeah,
well, you can learn. Have you learned a Kiss song yet?
I tried to learn Beth on piano, and I actually had it down there for a little while, but then it kind of all went away. And as far as a Kiss song, yeah, I can do. There's you know one chordy thing I can do, but
I mean, like I say that because like when I hear about guitar players, they're like a lot of guitar players, their influence is Kiss, and they're like, yeah, I learned Kiss songs because and it was
three chords.
It's not a knock. Yeah, it's just it's easy to do.
Oh, even they'll say, hey, listen, we really didn't know what we were doing, so they just did a couple chords, is what they did at the beginning. By the way, you can still join if you want to take a ride with Ryan Holmes tomorrow on the Kiss bus. You can.
Lick it up!
Everybody's going to get a shot of Majestic Monster whiskey. It'll be the first time that anyone, you know, any listener will be able to get the Majestic Monster whiskey, and that's tomorrow.
That alone, 104 proof whiskey ride to Tampa is going to be great, man. I'm going to love it loud.
Hey, when are you? I'm going to love it loud. When's the bus leaving? When are you guys meeting? Did you figure that out yet or no?
I have not gotten the email confirmation on that yet.
I have no idea.
I'm just waiting. Look, we're just going to go. We're going to rock and roll all night, party every day. It's going to be great. And I sure know something soon.
Yeah, I sure know something. that's a deep cut there. That's pretty good. Only I got that. All right, take a little break. When we come back, it's time for time for Carlos to take you to the top at 8 o'clock. Let's do it. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Filling in the awkward silences during couple Zoom game night.
I know your mom's name.
Real Radio 104.1.
I just got word from the great Scotty York, Canada's coach, good friend. Couldn't do without him. Awesome fella, by the way.
Sponsor of the Brew Bus and Cannabis Coach Crazy.
Yeah, Canada. Oh yeah, he's gonna have some cool stuff there. But yeah, he wants you to know that he's got everything taken care of. Kiss Bus will arrive in Maitland at 4 o'clock, and it departs at 4:30. And remember, I need you to do a good toast for everybody. Get all the all the Majestic Monster whiskey. Do a good toast for the party. Make sure everybody has a great time. I'm so sorry I can't be there. This was something I had planned and was excited about, but can't go. Unfortunately, but thank you to Steve from Porgy's Barbecue for making it happen, and I hope you have a great time. Ryan, welcome back. I'm Russ along with Angel and Ryan, and now it's time for Carlos to take you to the top.
Let's go. Good morning, everybody. Hello, my name is Carlos Alberto Navarro, and this is To the Top. Every single morning, try and take you to the top, make you think, make you laugh, whatever it may be. Honk. And it's brought to you by Skylight Roofing. Skylight Roofing loves it when I do the honk.
Yeah.
So I can't not honk on Skylight Roofing.
It feels
days.
Empty when the honk isn't there. It's only happened one or two times, but I will say the rest of my day, ruined.
It's like, yeah, I get it. It's like drinking half a cup of coffee without the full cup, you know? So you got to get the honk in there, especially on a Freak It Friday, which we normally do here, where we just freak it all night long.
Hell yeah.
And it's Skylight Roofing, like I said. I love it when a sponsor comes in and is like, does a great job. And people are like, man, I love them. They were great. They were fantastic. We get that a lot with our great sponsors, and Skylight Roofing is one of those. So check them out at skylightroofing.com. So, motivational minute. Is this something happened that I didn't expect? I was actually, Ryan, if you could post, I didn't post this yet on monsters.fm, but there's a bunch of stuff I have been posting on monsters.fm.
I saw that. That's good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's a lot of honestly just fun, silly videos to make you laugh. And it's something I didn't connect all the time, right? But if, Ryan, if you could pull up on my Instagram, it's at to the top Carlos. I posted a Throwback Thursday picture.
I saw that.
I found a treasure trove of pictures since we moved. And so, you know, you move stuff around, you got box. Oh my God, look at all these pictures. So can I have them ready to go? And so I'm like, okay, on Thursdays, I get to post it. But I don't really know what I'm going to say about it. I'm just like, okay, there's me at Lyman High School, 1996 or 1997. 97, there I am.
Yeah.
Okay. And thank you for pulling that up, Ryan. And
it's so funny because when I see that, that's the kid that wanted to be an intern on the show. And Savannah was like, you got to pay attention to this kid. He's funny. I'm like, he don't say nothing. Let him come on the trip. We had a boat trip. And he came on a boat trip and he came out of his shell and started impersonating people that were on the boat trip. I'm like, hey, that kid's pretty funny. And she's like, I've been telling you that for 3 months now.
Man. And that trip changed my life, and I'm forever grateful for it. And it's also connected to that. Because I got into production before I ever was a performer. And that's a perfect example of it. I always wanted to be behind the camera since a kid, 6, 7, 8. Like, I just always enjoyed making little movies and being silly and performing. And obviously that led to what I do today. So I'm very, very fortunate about that. And that's the motivational minute in this. I posted this picture just to kind of talk about where I was in my life there and how it led to everything. But what I got was something interesting from my comments from Facebook, because that's where my friends from high school. And I say friends like, you know, hey, we were friends in high school, but I haven't talked to them in a long time.
Yeah.
And what they all said was, man, Carl, you haven't changed. That's how I remember Carlos. That's how I remember Carlos. And it warmed my heart. I got to be honest, because it wasn't like people were saying mean things. And if I want to be remembered, I want to be remembered as that kid who was always trying to make productions, always trying to make people laugh, always trying to entertain, because that's who I am, right? But the motivational minute is this. If I wouldn't have posted that, I wouldn't have connected at all. To you listening right now, what is that for you? What was that in your formative years that you loved, that you thought maybe you're going to do for a living? I'm fortunate. I kind of took a risk and I get to do that for a living. And that's why I love it. But like, if you can find out what that is and either take a really good shot at it or at least do it as a hobby, man, you're going to be fulfilled. You're going to be happier in life. You're going to be happier. We forget about the things that we love to do as kids when we had nothing but free time and fun and idealism. And when we would do these, and then you get older, and you get responsibilities, and you get, you know, kids, and you get jobs, and you got to pay the bills, and you forget about them. And what I have found when I produce these videos that go to monsters.fm, like 90s versus 2020 challenge, yes, I'm doing it on my phone. I'm having fun. But at the end of the day, that's a thing I check off. I'm like, oh, that was so much fun because I'm just doing something that I've always loved to do. What is that in your life? Think about it. Russ, is there something in your, I mean, obviously you, where it's a weird talking about that here because it's kind of like what we do, you know, but yeah. There are a lot of people that are not fortunate enough or haven't taken that risk to go do what they want to do, even as a hobby. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like a goofy kid. I've done every dream. I got to wrestle with Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. I got to be on stage and have all the pyro go off and sell out Hard Rock Live, play drums. I've been able to write comic books. Like every little silly little dream as a kid, I made a goal in life to make come true. And I don't know if I have any left. I think I'm good. I think I covered it all, you know? So it's fulfilling.
And that's the thing you should be proud of. It's a hard thing to share in this topic because you're like, yeah, I get it. But there's a lot of people more. And Ryan's definitely living out his dreams. He's a comedian. Yeah. He's doing stuff. But maybe more so a guy like him where it's like, do you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you forget about what you did when you were younger that made you have fun and just enjoy yourself. And you totally forget about it. Do you know what I'm saying here, Ryan Holmes?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just for me. It got to the point where like I'm doing exactly what I've always wanted to be doing, and it's crazy on so many different levels. Even with the kettle corn business, I've always wanted to own a business. It's as weird as that sounds, but I'm the boss there, and it's fun. I get to do stuff with audio, video, the graphic design stuff that I've always wanted to do. It's been great to the point where I'm like, I gotta find a hobby, which is interesting, and it's weird. Like, I'm not a financial success by any means. I'm not a millionaire or anything like that, but I got a beautiful house. I got a beautiful fiance. I got a great job, and all the stuff that I do from comedian to this to everything else. And sometimes I worry that the hunger is taken away, and I want the hunger still. So I'm trying to
you
find
the Hunger Games,
that next thing. Because when you get what you want, then it's like, oh crap, I don't have a next step. What is this next step?
This is what I understand what you're saying. This is what you say. You say I'm content, but not complacent.
Mm.
I always tell myself that. Because it's good to be content. I'm content with my life, but I'm not complacent. I'm going to keep pushing forward. Angel Rivera, did you DJ as a kid? I mean, I say a kid. Like, did you DJ parties? Did you DJ?
Yeah, I was DJing at 13, 14.
Yeah. And is that something that when you get to be around music, you get to be around, you know, you get to spend one night, it fulfills you in that way, the same way as a kid?
Absolutely. And it definitely, like, for me, it's kind of like a thing of, reminds me of being around my dad. Cause it's just, I saw my dad do it. So
those are those things. My cousin told me that a long time ago when I was like 19, 20. He's like, man, keep doing the things that you do as a kid, because if you forget about them as an adult, you'll really stress out. And I'm so glad that he did it. What is that in your life? Think about that. Think about that. I don't know what it is. Everybody's different, but figure that out. You'll be a happier person.
You will be a happier person. I've worked so many jobs, and like, you know how like people say you look back on it with a fondness? Nah, I don't. Not at all. It was terrible. Bartending, serving, bussing tables was the worst. So to be able to do this is so much better.
Yeah, and look, if you can't do it for a living, do it for a hobby. You see what I'm saying? Like, somebody, yeah. I can't be a professional at making music. I'm not going to play. I can't be a professional at doing comedy. It'll fulfill you still. All right. Now, on this date, very interesting date in sports history, because I don't know what rivals it in the echelons of sports milestones.
Good
because
word.
It's really, I don't know. Maybe you guys can help me with this. But in 1956, New York Yankees Don Larsen pitches the only World Series perfect game. Okay. Now, this is insane because 1956, obviously, do the math. That's been a lot of World Series since then. But nobody has done that in over 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 97 pitches. So he was efficient on top of that. He retired all 27 batters. For those who don't know what a perfect game is, there's no foul. There's no error. I mean, there's no error. There's no nothing. It's perfect. And what other accomplishment in sports is like that? In football, what is that accomplishment in the Super Bowl? Is it
pass cats, like if you're a quarterback, like no interceptions.
No interceptions.
But we're only thinking quarterback,
all
right?
Completion, yeah. Everything would have to be a completion.
Everything complete. But what if it's a running back that gets, you know, a first down every play? I'm just trying. I don't think there's – baseball's very unique like that, where it just has these things that are kind of onto their own. Like, I can't think of anything of football other than, yeah, a perfect completion game in the Super Bowl and you goose egg.
Well, baseball's the only sport where it can be like a solo sport against a team. Like when you're the pitcher out there, you can mess up an entire other team and your team doesn't necessarily matter.
You gotta think of scenarios or professional sports where it's based on the individual, right? So those are where the parallels would come in. So maybe like NHL, a hockey goalie. That's an individual.
Oh, okay.
That's an individual award, right? So, like, if he does a playoff, playoff run, and no one scores a goal on him.
Oh, okay, playoff run.
Yeah.
See, you would even have to do a full series.
I'm saying that because I don't know if how common that is in hockey. If it's not a big deal for hockey goalies, but I'm thinking a singular kind of position where the guy can control the outcome,
like a Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game.
That's probably
okay. Yeah. That's one, too. Okay, so I was thinking basketball. What the hell can you do in basketball?
100-point game.
100-point game, I guess, is the perfect game in basketball terms. And then what else?
Even
you
in golf, like, the only way I would compare it would be, like, every hole is a hole-in-one.
Yeah, every hole is a hole-in-one.
18
hole-in-ones. Yeah, 18 hole-in-ones.
I mean, it's really an amazing
That's never beat. Happened, right?
No.
I don't think so, unless in Congo River, maybe. You know? But 18
hole-in-one pop of golf.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Don Larsen, remember, that's a good little trivia thing there, Ryan Holmes. You
we'll
can
write
sneak
that
in your Wednesday parties when you got some Yankee fans in there, especially with this World Series coming up. So, look, it's Friday. Enjoy your Friday. Have a wonderful one. Appreciate what you got in front of you. And I do know one thing, today will be a great day. To the top, never stop.
All right, hey, tonight, what the hell's in you're listening to from 9 till midnight right here on Real Radio 104.1. Hey, you're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Hey, you're listening to the Monsters Mornings, Real Radio 104.1, broadcasting live on iHeartRadio. It's a Friday. Hope you're in a great mood. Hope you have an awesome Friday. And it's going to be hot today, just so you know. I hate that, but that's the way it is. Certain celebrity, there are certain celebrities you probably think, I don't think I'd want to scuffle with that guy. One of them being, would you want to scuffle with Woody Harrelson, guys?
No, I think he definitely can handle himself.
Yeah, people have to sleep on Woody. Woody can go.
Yeah,
I think so.
If you remember back in the day before he found his peace, he had a couple other altercations way back in the day.
Well, he's in the news today, actually. Yeah. Woody Harrelson had a scuffle with a man at the Watergate Hotel. It turns out that he was just hanging out having some drinks, and the unnamed man reportedly was trying to take pictures with Woody Harrelson and his daughter. Now, Woody's like, hey, I'm not taking pictures with my daughter. Guy kept on, so he had to deliver, the actor had to deliver a two-piece. He had to punch him. I'm thinking to myself, man, a Woody Harrelson two-piece, I bet is a pretty good one. And you would think that he wouldn't have to deliver his own two-piece, that he would, I always assume every famous person has security, which is not accurate. It's not right. Woody Harrelson had to punch this guy out. Police say the actor was defending himself. He's fine, good to go, no problem. You're allowed to punch somebody in the face if you're defending yourself. My question to you, and it made me think, when's the last time us guys had to deliver a two-piece? And I remember mine for sure. It was on a monster cruise. Somebody grabbed the boobs of my wife at the time, and I had to deliver a two-piece and take his flip-flop from him. And then security came over and threw him in whatever they with the galley. The brig, that's it. The galley is the kitchen.
Went to the galley.
Yeah, threw him in the brig, and they're like, oh, he needs his flip-flop. I said, nope, I'm keeping this as a trophy. He ain't getting his flip-flop back. But that was the last time I had to deliver a two-piece, was defending a woman. When's the last time you had to deliver a two-piece, Carlos?
Oh, man, this is a tough one.
And this is you not in the wrong, this is you in the right. Let's make the story where you had to do it and you were in the right to deliver the two-piece.
Let me think. Can you come back to me, please?
Let's go back to Carlos. That was all right. How about, Ryan, have you ever punched anybody? I would have to think. I would not think that you have ever punched anybody. I don't mean that as derogatory. I'm just saying you're kind of a passive guy.
It if I can. Absolutely. Yeah,
you would think something through. You would. I can't imagine you pulling up your fist and hitting anybody. But have you ever done it?
Not.
Nah.
I don't go out of my way. I'm trying to think. I've done it. I can't think of a specific time. We did like a backyard UFC thing one time, and I think that was the last time I punched somebody in the face.
But that was all UFC, you're playing it. That wasn't like you were defending, the honor of somebody, or you were defending yourself or a woman.
No, I definitely got punched in the face a lot during that time. No. defending, it's never full on come to that, especially like when you're a tall dude, like people tend to just like leave you alone more often than not, and you can just you can look more imposing than you are. So that's played out for me a handful of times in my favor. But I'm not just full on clocking somebody, not often.
Now, I know Angel's giving out boxes and boxes of two-pieces. can you remember the last two-piece you had to deliver, Angel?
It was probably right about the same time that I was joining the show, and I was still working downtown.
Yeah.
There was a couple times where I got videos of me breaking up fights, but there's a handful of times of whether the venue I was at or whatever, people getting cute with bartenders or whatnot, and typically was helping out the bouncers bounce somebody, I never really got the last fight that I got into that it was like one-on-one and we were going at it was probably way like even before I was on the show.
Yeah. It actually, I remember another time. This was before the time I just told you about where I took the flip flop, and it was actually Savannah. Someone grabbed Savannah, like, you know, in a bad spot, and we were downtown, and I punched this guy. And the, actually, the police officer was watching, and when I punched the guy, his head bounced on the concrete, and I remember it scaring me to death. And he's like, "You gotta get the hell out of here. You can't do that." And that was scary. You don't realize sometimes that you know. It could, you know, it looked, you think, oh, it's like on TV, you just hit somebody and bam, it's all over. But no, it could be, because I broke my hand on the guy's face. You were there, weren't you, Carlos?
No, that was a little before me. That was right before me, I think. I think for me, because, I've been in a lot of stupid fights because I was drunk and stupid and started some and did whatever, but I think the last time, because I can't even say the Drew thing. He didn't deserve that. Like, I was maniac. And I mean, did he deserve it at a time? Yeah, kind of. Like, you know, an overall case of it. Sure, he'd admit that too. But not at that point in time on a stage on St. Patrick's Day in front of God and everybody. He didn't deserve it.
Was that the last one you delivered? That was your last punch?
I swung at a guy one time after that because I think he said something to Megan, but that was out. And that was stupid. But no, the last time I had to defend myself, I was at a Calico Jack's. And it was late at night. And a guy came up to me. I think I was like 23. And he's like, "Hey, are you Carlos Navarro? Are you Black Bean?" at the time.
Right.
And I was like, "Yeah." And then he just punched me straight in the face. And then it was right next to a bar pool table. And so I punched him back in the face and they broke it up. And luckily I was friends. I remember this. I was friends with the Predators, Orlando Predators trainer. And that dude ran over and picked up that guy and threw him out of said bar. And that's the last time. And then another time when I knocked out my sister's ex-husband. That was he called me a mother effer and like was very aggressive and knocked his ass out with one punch, and he deserved every second of it.
He deserved it. The two piece that was deserved.
I'd do it again.
Well, when it comes to fighting, what percentage of Americans you say admit that if somebody kicked their pet, they would fight another person?
90.
Your wife, Russ, I think would jump on her like a rabid freaking crazy person, man. She would go nuts.
You would have no chance if you did anything to my dog. That's for sure. But the number's actually lower than I thought. It says 59% of Americans would fight another person if they kicked their pet. I think it's higher. Yeah. If you kick Alan Bear. Imagine somebody kicks Alan Bear, Carlos.
I know, but I'm really trying not to fight. Fighting after 40 is not
good. Yeah, it's not fun. I remember the day I while we were talking, all these like sudden memories came in. I was in college. I was a little bit scrappy, I will admit that. And then so the last fight I got into was such a cluster show of nonsense where like some guy was threatening this really small dude. He was messing with him all night. And finally in the parking lot, dude was trying to leave. And this other guy goes and gets like a lacrosse stick and is like threatening this little guy. It's none of my damn business. This is the problem I used to have, and I had learned to stay out of other people's nonsense. Threatened with a lacrosse stick, and I was like, "You're not gonna hit. If you go hit anybody with a lacrosse stick, you're gonna hit me." Man, and that guy went for it too. He swung it, but I blocked it with my hand. It broke my hand.
Ooh.
And then I punched this dude in the face so many times, and I was slamming his head into an Escalade, and I have a boxer's fracture on this hand now because of it. This whole hand's messed up. Then like his friends come, but my friends were there. It became this whole thing. We got to get out of there. My buddy's driving my car. I got two broken hands now. My buddy pulls up in my car. And he's like, "We got to go." I was like, "All right, go over there, pick them up, and we'll get out of here." My buddy Mike drives over my foot.
Oh, man.
Drives over my foot, breaks my foot. I had to wear an air cast for like months after that. And then
please tell me you had two casts on your arms. And an air cast on your foot.
Well, with your hand, they can't do that much. They just kind of hold it in place. So like the next morning, because I didn't really feel all of these injuries at that moment.
Totally sober.
Totally dead ass sober.
Yeah.
I wake up. I can't walk. I can't close my hands. And I'm just like, what am I doing with my life? No more fighting. That costs so much money, and still to this day, I can't fully close my right hand.
Hey, here's my question about the Woody Harrelson thing. And this kind of, like I say, same thing kind of happened to me too. Woody Harrelson punches this guy, and on the spot, police were like, "Yeah, you defend yourself. Don't worry, it's okay." Like,
I never seen that.
I mean, neither. Well, I saw it happen to me. You know, guy was like, "You were defending her. It's okay. Just get out of here." But I thought that if there's an altercation, and I thought maybe you might know, Angel, because I know you were studying to be a police officer. If there's an altercation, Hawaii? Don't they have some sort of responsibility? Listen, we got to take you both in because there was a fight.
No, it's not a domestic issue. So, and typically in domestic issues, that's where you would bring in both people. This is, you know, out in the public, and I'm certain what happens is that there's other people there at the Watergate Hotel to corroborate his story and be like, yeah, this guy was being a jerk. And so at that point, the officer on site can, you know, make a judgment call.
It says here that Woody Harrelson asked him, "Please stop. Don't take pictures of my kid, please." And then he said, "Please delete the pictures." The guy wouldn't do it. Then the man allegedly lunged at Woody Harrelson's neck, and that's when Woody delivered a two-piece. Bam, bam!
Yeah, and that's the only situation I would ever really fight at this point. It's just, it's so crazy. A lot of my fighting went down after I quit drinking. Shocker. Shocker. You don't get yourself in situations where other people are willing to fight. Look, every single one of our situations, we were all drinking. It's just what happens a lot of times. And so I don't want to be 40 years old and fighting. It's just sad.
It looks ridiculous when you see dads fighting each other.
But you still need to be able to defend yourself.
100%. I think those are two separate things. I think
if someone grabs Megan's boob, you know, you're out somewhere.
Honestly, if it's in a... I'm really, really have a lot of situational awareness. I tell my daughter about it all the time. Of course, defend yourself when need be. Know how to defend yourself. People live in fear of getting in one conflict, one fight. They walk around. They have anxiety about it, and yet they never learn how to defend themselves. And those are two separate things, picking a fight and knowing how to defend yourself, you know. And so, no, I hope I never get in that situation. But, of course, I would do it to defend my family for sure.
So Woody Harrelson, I can imagine he's pretty good at defending himself. Is there another celebrity you think of that, you know what, I don't think I'd want to mess with him?
I can think of a lot of celebrities that are in really good shape to train and that they would...
Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, Keanu. Yeah, you're right. He trains all the time.
Yeah,
he's
really good at jiu-jitsu. So I followed that and the trainer that he has and everything. And so that's when you see the
scenes.
What about
Tom Cruise?
You see the scenes in the movie that he's doing. That's him doing all his own jiu-jitsu stunts.
Do you think Tom Cruise can defend
himself?
He's
5'4", Russ. Anybody could.
He might be able to, but
he does his own stunts, though, man.
I can lift him up and throw him. Like, that doesn't scare me if I can do that to you.
I'll do
the
Three Stooges to him. Just hold him
exactly.
I think The Rock would be fine. I think he could defend himself pretty well.
I know that's what that dude.
Yeah. But I thought that was an interesting story, though. Woody Harrelson had to handle his own business and did not get in trouble for it, which is
I'm just not fighting anybody in 2021, because just the way people go about, like so many people know, versions of jiu-jitsu, MMA now, they can give you COVID.
I'm not worried about any of that. So I'm more worried about, like, again, if you don't get the whole story right, and because everyone's quick to videotape it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And typically what people catch, they don't catch the first thing. It's the second thing,
right?
So if someone's coming at me and I'm responding to that, typically that's when people are going to turn their phones on, and then the story gets slanted or is not told in its entirety, and you can't control
suddenly
that.
It's giant man beats up Tom Cruise for no reason. Yeah,
and it's like, meanwhile, Tom was being a little bitch.
Yeah.
Tom deserved a two-piece, for God's sake. All right, we're taking a little break. When we come back, Angel's going to bring you the ones and twos. What are the ones and twos? That's the number one and number two song in all the land, so we know what's happening in all these different genres. If you're not up on all the different genres, you kind of get to learn about it, which is pretty cool. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
I can't thank Porky's Barbecue enough for sponsoring the Kiss Party bus that's leaving tomorrow. The bus will be at the in Maitland at 4. Leave at 4:30. Ryan Holmes will be your host.
Woo!
I'm so sorry I can't go, guys. I really wish I could, but he's going to make sure you have a great time. And
you can stream in for a second, right? Say hi to everybody.
If you wanted me to, I will. Yeah. I'll be glad to do that. I can help you with a toast if you want me to.
Mm.
It's Majestic Monster Whiskey will be served for like one shot to get you going. And thanks to Porky's Barbecue for making it happen. And you're going to be on a luxurious bus from MCA Transportation. It's like a great, you know, for those of you getting to go, it's going to be a great ride. So enjoy it. Have a good time. And welcome back. I'm Russ, along with Ryan and Carlos. So now it's time for Angel to bring you the ones and twos. Those are the number one and number two song in all the land. So we know that songs are hot.
All right, we're running down using iTunes ones and twos, and it's usually reflective, or it's reflective of the music that comes out and how impactful sometimes different artists are from different parts of the world. But real quick, before we jump into that, I just want to share this image of you guys and with you guys, and it's Monsters. It's on Monsters.fm. It's the Rolling Stones. If you're thinking about a gift for somebody, would this be a cool gift for somebody who's a Rolling Stones fan, Russ?
Oh.
It's the Fisher Price little Fisher Price action figures of the Stones. You got Charlie there as well. You got everybody, and it's a whole series that they're doing. This is the band that they're doing right now.
I don't know who that connects with, though. You know, that's the thing. I mean, it's the Rolling Stones. I mean, I guess if you're
Russ, it says right on the box, ages 1 to 101.
That's great. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I just don't know that it connects with a whole lot of kids.
I'll tell you, I thought silly, the same thing. So I scrolled down on the website that Angel posted on Monsters.fm, and then bam, they got the Golden Girls one, too. And I need that. Get that for me as well.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Whoever thought of this is brilliant, because this is how it works. It's like you're a little kid and you wake up, you're 20 years old. Like, I always loved the Rolling Stones. When I was a little kid, I had a little people, and it was a Mick Jagger. What? What are you talking about? You know, like, kind of interesting. I haven't seen it that young, but.
All right, so go to monsters.fm and check that out. So we're going to run it down. Coming in at number two, and there's a certain segment of the listeners that are going to recognize this audio for something else, and then it's going to be completely new to some other people. I'm curious to see where our guys fall on this. This is the number two song. I don't know what it is.
This is so meta. It's a sample of a sample of a sample.
There's so many samples going on in this song. If y'all remember Bad Boy, Puffy, that era, this girl just basically lifted that, flipped it, and her name is Jessica Louise Nelson, or she goes by Jessie Nelson, and it's featuring Nicki Minaj. This is Bad Boy. She was on X Factor in Great Britain and was part of a music group called The Little Mix. Never heard of
it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you? Okay.
They were huge, yeah.
Yep, and so she's this solo artist that came out of Little Mix. This is her first solo kind of thing, and it's her.
The original is so good, though. Yeah. That's not Bad Boys for Life. And then part two. Remember part two, yeah. Bad Boys for Life?
Oh, yeah.
When we got, what was it, Loon I got on that one? And Genuine? It was, you know, oh, no, I'm thinking that other one.
Loon was on a bunch of that stuff during that time, but yeah.
I need a girl.
Yeah. I need a girl to ride, ride, ride. So that's the number two song. And then Holding Steady at number one, to no one's surprise.
Now!
Oh, God, really?
Now! That's how we do, fancy life.
I saw him perform at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Not a great performer. A little dull. A little
I understand that. It's Walker Hayes. If you guys had to guess how many kids Walker Hayes has with his lady?
13.
No. Oh, man. I'll go 7.
4?
Walker Hayes has 6 kids. So he needs this to be the hit for a bunch of reasons.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have 2 kids. And I think if I had 4, I'd lose track of one of them. And so I know if I had 6, 2 of them would just be running around. I wouldn't even know where they're at. That's That's crazy to me when I see people have that many kids.
Yeah, he performed so at the iHeartRadio Music Festival, and I watched it on television, and I'm like, man, he's not an exciting performer, really. I mean, he's just saying the words, and he's just up there.
Was he doing the dance?
They did the dance. People were digging it, though. I mean, people at the festival were digging it.
Sure, and this is the difference between, like, entertainers and like, or just shows or highlights the different paths that people become famous, right? Typically, recording artists, they've got the time to get the seasoning, and they know that they got to put on a show, and they got to do this. This guy, he's been doing TikTok and YouTube videos with his kids forever.
Yeah, he wasn't doing the bars of Nashville before this.
Yeah, and then he just nailed one with this this song and with the kid in the video, and so that's what really propelled that.
We got to get Bailey Callahan a fun dance, and then I think she could really blow up.
So again, so that was Walker, Walker Hayes. And shout out to his kids, Layla, Chapel, Baylor, Beckett, Everly, and Loxie.
Hey, good for it. When I see families like that, man, I give them all the credit in the world because that is so unbelievably hard to raise all those kids. Like,
how do you make that many people feel loved at the same time?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I really, I got a 10-year-old and I got a 1-year-old basically, and that's tough. So I could only imagine if there were, I don't know, that's a lot.
All right, moving on to the country charts, holding it steady again at number 2.
This is the song that's not.
Man, I've been gone for a couple of weeks, and it's still the same stuff. I wouldn't mind being alone. Jason Aldean.
Next, please.
Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You, that's at number 2. Walker Hayes is again at number 1.
I can't tell if we're just old men yelling at kids to get off our lawn with this music, but I'm like...
No, it happens with country music. Sometimes I get locked... Same thing happened with Sam Hunt's song. When that one song, it was number 1 for the whole year, you know?
Now, Angel, I will say this. When I went on my RV trip, I listened to, like, current country. And these songs, though, they came up, they weren't the ones I was hearing the most of. I heard a lot of other stuff that I thought was really good. Like, oh, we never hear about this one. But I guess because
they don't like change.
People are just buying these.
Yeah, this is, again, the reason I use this is reflective of what people are, like, actually spending their money on. These charts on iTunes are, people are buying these. This is not based on record plays or videos or anything.
I heard some new stuff that I liked, and it wasn't any of these same repetitive. Damn. Ugh.
All right, if you want to check out something new, cool or something different on country music, Cody Johnson just dropped his Human the Double album, and this is a little bit of that, what he sounds like.
Cody Johnson?
Double Johnson.
Got the Double Johnson. I like it. That's a driving song there. I like it, see?
There's a box of greasy parts sitting in the trunk of that 65.
Still. All right, so go check that, his whole album out. It's Till You Can't, and it's Cody Johnson, and it's called the Double Album. Going to rock charts, coming in at number 2.
All right.
I do like this. Man, you said this band's so different with their other stuff. What's the vibe on the rest of their song?
Like, more poppy?
Okay.
That's pretty cool. I like it. Is that the Alabama Slammers?
No, it's, Maskin, and it's their cover of Beggin'.
The Italian band.
Wasn't there a band? There was a band called the Alabama Slammers, right?
You're just singing that Applebee's song again.
Oh.
All right, this is what's fascinating about the rock and chart. Coming in at number 1. That's Trivium with The Phalanx, and it's from the album In the Court of the Dragon.
Wow. In the Court of the Dragon.
Hell yeah.
You know what? I'd buy that.
That album dropped today.
In the Court of the Dragon. can see him riding a horse.
Towards a dragon.
Toward a dragon with a knife. Sword.
If you get a chance, I'm going to give you the number one song in the hip-hop charts. Shout out to this kid because he's been really struggling hard to get it all together. But Meek Mill dropped Expensive Pain, and it's been the number one hip-hop album consecutive weeks. This one is the intro, Hate On Me. There's a little bit of that.
Kind of an opposite pick of a rap name with this guy. I like this. Everybody's always like, I'm hard, I'm tough. This guy's like, I'm meek.
Yeah, so it's Meek Mill. And it's a fascinating story of a guy like really in a lot of trouble, but in the last few years, a second part of his career, he's really trying to focus and turn it around and be a positive influence for Philadelphia. And
he's really good, too.
And yeah, the kid really can go. Yeah. So definitely check that out.
I wonder how the baby feels right now, by the way, with like being like, I did not know that until the Chappelle's episode.
About the Walmart
about
store?
That he killed a man at a Walmart? Dude.
Ryan. He has three songs about it. I've listened to it, and I know the lyrics, too, when he talks about it, and it's shady as hell, and I can't believe he's able to talk about it.
Right.
Because, I mean,
like
it's
like his biggest song,
detail.
Rockstar, he talks about. I had no idea. I thought it was all just like that hip-hop bravado nonsense. And then Chappelle brings that out, and I was like, wait, what? Because before, I was like, oh, this guy, DaBaby's kind of a jerk. He goes on stage, and now I'm like, oh, he's got this whole thing where he killed a dude.
Man, I guess the guy was a fan of his. Like...
Yeah, you know, that whole story is shady, and the evidence that was allowed in and wasn't allowed in, man. Yeah. I imagine he can't be too thrilled with Dave Chappelle at this moment.
You think? Because I kind of saw it as a sign-off. I kind of saw it as
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. What did you think?
That was such a double-edged sword of a comment.
Yeah. I think that the baby probably would have appreciated not being brought up in this. Because, I mean,
okay, maybe you're right.
You know what I mean? Because he's
shined a lot of light on it. But yeah. Then he did make songs about it. It's one thing, he was hiding it.
No. But it's one thing when you're making those songs and you're making it to this audience. And then it's another thing when a star many levels higher than you brings more attention to it. And it's people on the sidelines that would have been just could with his verse on Levitate. Now you've given me a reason to look into. I mean, I know you for these bad comments that you made. And on top of that, now you made this. And so I think
you thought about that. I mean, I know Dave thinks a lot about stuff.
Oh yeah,
obviously. But do you think he thought like, okay, this is going to bring light to both of this thing?
Nah,
I guess so.
Chappelle's in a different space, and I don't think he thinks that. I think he was doing him a favor.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, earlier when I said Alabama Slammers, I meant Alabama Shakes because it sounded like that girl from Alabama Shakes is what I was thinking. That's that song is what.
I'll give you an Alabama Slammer, Rush.
Hell
right
yeah!
Boom.
I'll take two.
Hey, real quick. So tonight on What the Hell's Angel Listening To? I've been doing the DJ series featuring local DJs in that last hour, and I want to give a huge shout out to Kurt Rambus. Kurt Rambus is the featured.
Kurt Rambus,
not that one. He's a local
basketball player.
Nope, local DJ producer. This guy's amazing, and he'll be doing closing out the show tonight from 11 to 12. And definitely support him in his music. He's a producer DJ, which is the first one of those kind of guys that I've had on the show. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, one of the things that we're always fascinated with: robots, flying cars, delivering a two-piece food. But another one is when things go back to caveman times and explain things that go on today. So when we come back, I have the answer, the definitive answer of why women are colder than men, and it goes back to caveman times. And I'm gonna see if you can figure it out. I'll give you time to think about it. See if you can figure out why they have determined that women are colder than men. Caveman times. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Follow Real Radio 104.1 on the gram and witness Mother Nature healing itself. Like this pic of a coyote on the... Nope, never mind. That's just a big rat.
Real Radio. Real Radio 104.1.
Hey, Ryan.
What's up?
When you come to get the Majestic Monster whiskey, I also got some little prizes you can give out to people on the party bus tomorrow. The Black Cow people gave us a bunch of like keychains and I don't know what that is.
We still got more hats and beads?
No, I gave out all the hats and beads at the comedy show.
Oh.
No, don't got those.
Well, that's cool. It's going to be a fun day today. I got to go pick up whiskey, so that means I got to go to a Popka. I'm going to swing through Porky's and get some lunch.
You got to go to the dollar store and get some shot glasses, remember, because people, you know, the little plastic, cheap shot glasses, and do a toast when you kick off the day. And once again, that bus will get there tomorrow at 4, leaves at 4:30, and you get an entire luxury bus to yourself. Yeah. Should be
a fifth grade field trip all over again. I like this.
And you FaceTime call me if you want me to do the toast with you. If not, then you do it yourself. I'm down with whatever.
All right, we'll figure out a way. We can hook you into the sound system.
Okay.
Yeah, because you can play music from your phone. So that means we can put you over the speakers in the bus. Yeah. So it'll be like you're there, Russ.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be like I'm there. That's good. Hey. So welcome back. I'm Russ, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan, all here on a beautiful Friday. It's 9:02. So I love this kind of stuff where they tie in. Hey, the reason this happens today is because of caveman days and what happened in the caveman days. So they say that the scientists have figured out why women are colder than men. We fight over the thermostat all the time. Still goes on to this day. Do you guys still have that? Do you have that issue in your house, Carlos?
Not as much in this house, for sure. Not as much. It's a different house. It's got a bunch of different kind of wind. But no, not as much. But I know what you're saying. It's kind of like a classic.
If Carlos's house suddenly got real cold, it's because it's haunted.
Yeah, yes. Ghost. That is a ghost,
true.
My theory, yeah.
For sure, a spirit.
Ryan, do you have that issue where your girl's colder than you are?
No, we're very simpatico when it comes to our temperature, which is nice, because I've had it in the past where somebody needs to be a lot colder than I do, and I did not enjoy that.
Angel, you? No? You don't have that issue?
I definitely want it colder.
You want it colder?
Yeah, I'm always turning it down.
Yes, that's the typical thing. That's what happens in my house. It's like, I need it colder, and she's already cold. So I'll let you guys take a guess. Scientists have figured out, evolutionary, why this is an issue. What do you think, Ryan Holmes? Why do you think scientists have now figured that women seem to be colder than men? Why is that a thing? Why did the,
well, I know
the
good... with older people, they get cold easy, and it's a blood flow issue. It's not going to all the parts. So I'm thinking women, because they got them big old honkers and them big old butts. It takes more time to travel through all those parts and curves and hot spots, and that probably ruins their blood flow a little bit, thus making them colder.
Okay, so what you gave was like a reason of why, but there is a reason that causes behavior. Like we're gonna make women be colder because we need this behavior. So that's where we're going. Angel, what do you think?
Because if we need women to be colder, and it's just because of their ice cold hearts, so that. If they didn't have ice cold hearts, we would be in a state of war all the time.
Okay. I like where you ended up.
I'm just thinking this out.
Spitballing. Yeah. How about you, Carlos? What do you think? They say they've come up with a reason why. Now they know why women are colder than men. This has solved the problem that we eons.
Guess I was wrong.
you're way
I
off.
I think women for eons laid closer to the fire to protect the baby, and their bodies built up some type of different resistance. And then the other caveman was with the spear hunting mammoth, and so he was behind said woman and baby. So they have different flow like that.
Okay, all right. No, this
is it.
So
they get hard nipples, so the man is attracted to them.
Oh,
hard nipples. No, it is not. It says here that evolutionary, they figured out this is some study they did in a university, and they said that they figured out that males would eat all the food and be really aggressive to the kids and all that kind of stuff, and that the reason that women and men have different temperatures like that is because there's a benefit from us being apart. It's to make the men and women be apart for some time and not be together all the time. I guess it works with primates or whatever, and that's the reason why we have different temperatures, is because they want it's to encourage the male species to get out of the cave or get in the cave or whatever and be apart for some time is the evolutionary reason why.
Well, the cave would be cold, And we don't want to be in the cold.
So the women are out, out getting some sun. But it says here that the men, the males would eat up all the food inside the cave. So it kind of encourages to be apart for a certain amount of time.
Are you sure it's not about nipples?
It does not mention nipples. Hmm. I'll be honest with you. It says males were also back then. Males were overly aggressive and dangerous to offspring, so they needed their apart time, and temperature was a way to regulate that and the way to do that.
Interesting.
You learned something here today. Isn't that interesting? and it's still going on today, where people argue about the thermostat. Do you guys ever you guys don't have the problem, but every time once in a while I'll go by and I'm looking and Mary Ellen's not looking, I'm like, oh, let me just pop it down just two degrees, you know, let me get it to 72. 72 is where I like it.
The argument I'm having in my house currently is about the thermostat, but it's because I'm always doing little experiments and trying different stuff. And I read this article about how at night you should bring your air down, like way, way down, way, way down, and make it like and so like throughout the day it'll stay colder, and because you're charged less of a rate for power at night because it's not like during a peak time, you'll save money, and then you just kind of like let your house like slowly warm up throughout the day, but that is not going well. At my house.
Did you read that at the same time you read the flossing thing?
There it said you don't need to floss if. You use a water pick. That's you got to read the whole article.
Did you finally get the water pick? Because the water pick's kind of fun to have. I had one for a long time. I stopped using it though. But
what's it? It's like a pressure washer for your mouth.
It's a pressure washer for your teeth. And you water pick it. And I mean, if you're having that much issue, you should get yourself a water pick.
I'm like getting more and more used to flossing because I have to aggressively floss now. That's like part of the routine. And how do you do it without making your mouth taste like fingers?
What?
Huh?
Like I get done flossing and I'm like, I gotta like really wash my hands. Otherwise, I get like this finger taste in my mouth after a while. And
use those little green picks. They've got the green picks that have the little floss on them, and you could use those.
Now, second question. I mean, I could just look all this stuff up, but it's more fun to just ask it out loud.
Sure. Yeah.
When you floss. Can you use one, like the little plastic thing that has the floss thing, just one for your whole mouth, or am I supposed to be switching those out every six teeth or something?
Yeah, you're supposed to switch them out, they say. Yeah.
Are you? I just use the one thing for the whole tooth, and then I wash off all the grossness off it, and then go to the other side. Is that not normal?
No.
All right. Someone, texting service, check it in 770-331. Russ, that makes zero sense. Listen, I'm not the freaking scientist that came up with it. I'm reading the report, for God's sake, you moron. That's just what it said. Does it make any sense that men and women, the male species, the female species, need to be apart for some time? And so that's why our temperature is regulated.
That text is already makes ridiculous sense. Because he says, that's just some scientist trying to prove their own theory. That's all of science, you idiot.
Yep. It's world we're living in today.
That's what science is. You're trying to prove a theory that you have. God.
I guess we don't really know, right? It's just
no, we don't know anything. Do you guys ever just wake up in the middle of the night and just go, we know nothing, and we'll never know the answers for most of the things, and then we'll just die?
Yeah, I figured that out. We don't really know. I almost said a bad word. We really don't know squat.
Yeah.
We don't know squat. What? That's the word I'm looking for, not the one that started with a T. I'm looking for squat.
Like, you have to just be okay with, like, yeah, I'm going to die, and I'm not going to know most things. And probably humanity never will. Just the way, space and time works, you know, it's a... All right, I gotta stop taking these edibles when I go to bed. But I watch a lot of space videos, and just like space being so vast and the timeline being so long, like,
does it freak you out? Do you get freaked out about it?
There's something about it that's just like, it's so unnerving. Like the fact that the Earth is only gonna last another 1.1 billion years at best, and then in like 6 billion years the sun is going to go supernova and then engulf the Earth at some point, so all of this stuff that we have here, all of human history, all of Earth history is just going to be vaporized, and we have to find a way to get off planet by that time to save our species.
That's why we're scrambling to get to Mars.
Yeah.
which will probably blow up first.
So this we'll probably
haul ass to Mars as soon as we get there. That one's going to blow up and Earth will be fine. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Monster of the Morning.
Tell your smart speaker to play Real Radio 104.1 on iHeartRadio. Go on, tell it. Show that damn thing who's boss. Radio.
You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning, Real Radio 104.1. Tonight is What the Hell is Angel Listening To? Right here on Real Radio from 9 until midnight. What's up? I'm Russ, along with Carlos and Ryan and Angel all here on this beautiful Friday. You asked yesterday, Angel, who the musical guest is going to be on Saturday Night Live. Kim Kardashian is the host. And Halsey is a musical guest.
I'm looking forward to that. Again, it'll be two consecutive weeks where I'm more interested in the musical guest than the actual. And not slighting, what's his name? I forgot his name.
Owen Wilson.
But
I went back and watched some of those sketches last night.
I thought they were good. You didn't like them?
It just seems like they're throwing them together at the last second. Like, it really does.
That's what they do. They start on Monday, and they write for the week.
Yeah.
And then by Thursday, Friday, they're plotting it out, and then Saturday they put it on. So, yeah, it is kind of thrown together in a week.
So will Kim Kardashian, will she have better ratings than Owen Wilson?
Of course she will.
Yeah. Yes.
And a lot of people are going to be tuning in to see Kim Kardashian, including myself. I don't have a thing against Kim Kardashian. I'm like, people openly bash her and they're like, why don't you like her? I don't know. I just don't like her. She hasn't, it's like, but you, why?
Yeah, it
why
seems like she's somebody? Famous for nothing. It seems like she's famous for
yeah,
nothing.
But yeah, but she's, at this point, you can't say that because she's had a TV show. She's been successful in business. She's been successful in a bunch of different things. But
seems
obviously.
Seems vapid to me, but
she totally is not though. She's not vapid. Like she's about to become a lawyer. She's helped release dozens of prisoners that were in jail that she doesn't have to do this. She's well on her way probably to being a billionaire within the next 10 years, just like her sister. So, probably sooner than that with the Kanye divorce. Who the hell knows? But
yeah, it might be my dislike for Kanye. Might be, who knows? I just can't. I can't. But you know, I'm gonna watch with an open mind on Saturday night because I love Saturday Night Live. And Halsey, okay, that's a name I know, but it's not a name. It pops up right away. Who the hell Halsey is?
Well, she's a super famous musical artist, and she got her fame and fortune from those cough drops. It's crazy, you know.
Wow. Is this stuff we would normally listen to, Angel, that you don't play this for rejoin?
One of her new songs I use for a rejoin a lot because her latest album. So that's her voice.
I like that.
Yeah. But the latest album, Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails, they produced the album. So if it sounds really good, and that's the new music of hers that I've been using. But yeah,
Chainsmokers, right? That one song, "Can Bring Me Over," that song, wasn't that Halsey? That's probably her biggest hit, right? I think that's Chainsmokers and Halsey. I could be totally wrong, but she's a massive, massive star.
Yeah, she's been singing on other people's stuff for a while.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live this Saturday with Kim Kardashian as the host.
Come on, this song doesn't put you in a good mood. You're just like riding along. No, this song doesn't.
You've never heard this?
Oh, so come on. This is a lot of talking.
Biggest songs ever.
It's such a good song. Drink too much and that's an issue,
but I'm okay. Is that
here's
her?
Halsey. Here's Halsey.
This is Chainsmokers.
Jesus.
She comes out on the second verse. Tell your friends it was nice to meet them,
but I hope I never see them. Oh my God, it's a massive hit.
I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down. Oh yes, I've heard it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's a good song. I like that. So this is once again studies of different things that are happening with people today. And there's a lot of people, researchers found that people with poor quality of life, stress, anxiety and depression. Yeah, now, any of that, does anyone identify with any of that, Ryan?
Oh, wow.
Poor quality of life. Well, you've said you've had stress and anxiety, so I'm not making anything up. I don't know about depression, but you've said you've had stress and anxiety. Researchers have found that this year they studied like 6,000 people. What do you think is one of the signs of someone who's going through all these and a lot of people
messy,
are going through it
messy,
now.
Messy
what?
Yeah, like a messy everything, like a messy life, like that. When I can tell when I'm starting to go through it, when like things get around the house just kind of willy-nilly.
Oh, okay. So your house is messy, and that's how you know that you have some of these issues.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not what they determine, but that's not a bad thing. What do you think, Carlos? What do you think is something they've determined that is kind of an after effect of having poor quality of life, stress problems, anxiety, and depression, which a lot of people are going through now?
So what are the after effects of having depression, anxiety?
Yes. Yeah.
Death?
You went dark. You went dark.
I don't know. I don't know what the
less dark. Less dark.
Eating a lot more.
Okay. What do you think, Angel? What do you think? This is an effect that they're finding or people are having because of stress, because of anxiety, because of depression.
I got it.
Incredibly horny.
Now reverse.
Is it not being able to get it up?
Nope. Causing, having problems with a lot of gas, stomach rumbling, belching, burging, and farting. It turns out that it causes a lot of gas problems if you're having these stress issues. And as soon as I read it, I had to think of you, Ryan. Are you having, or I'm just, since you admitted that you're having the stress and the anxiety, does it cause you to be super gassy? Have you noticed that you've been super gassy lately?
Not more than usual. It's interesting. I can see that though, because when you get really stressed and anxious, it's in your stomach and everything just gets like kind of tight. So you're probably, making some extra farts, on the regular. Your whole gut and biome is all messed up. So then you can get that. You're like, oh man, I got a big test coming up today. Uh-oh. Fart time.
Yeah, it says here a lot of people are having problem with gas, and when they go in to have that looked at, they realize that it really, what your problem is you're stressed, you've got anxiety, you got depression, and that's causing your gas problem, and that's now a huge issue in the country now.
I never had the stress bubble guts thing.
No,
that's never. I never had that. Yeah, usually my issues would be dietary.
Yeah, but I think that connects, right? Because it's like you stress out. So what do you go do?
You eat bad.
And then you stay up late. And then so it all kind of connects, because that's really what causes all that crap is when you eat super bad food and you don't eat enough good food to cancel it out.
You know? Yeah.
But it's a vicious cycle, because once you start farting, then you get self-conscious about it. And you're like, oh my God, people are going to know I'm farting all the time. Double down on the farting. And then suddenly it's a feedback loop of farts.
I tell you this, I actually thought of you last night as well, Ryan, because I watched the J Balvin documentary, and it's basically J Balvin, who is a massive superstar, huge musical superstar, one of the biggest hits ever. Anyway, the whole thing was about his anxiety and stress, and but he has debilitating anxiety, meaning he can't leave out of his room for it. And I know some people, and those are the levels of it, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I'd say 90% of people deal with anxiety, that worry, that frustration. And then you got the full end of the other spectrum, which is like, can't leave, want to almost kill myself, I'm not worthy. And I think, Ryan, like, you're somewhere, you've been at all times kind of everything, right?
Spectrum.
Question.
Yeah.
Do people with, and I'm not even trying to be funny, people with like lower IQ, do they not
don't have these problems?
They don't have these problems, right? They don't overthink things. Because I can't even identify. You guys talk about it, I can't identify with it. It's like,
you have it, you just don't call it that.
Yeah, you have anxiety. Your OCD is actually anxiety. You say OCD, but it's anxiety, because you fret and you worry if they don't wear the party hats. Carlos, are they wearing the party hats?
And that's how
you get things. So that's your anxiety because of your fear of the future. Said this before, I'll say it again. Anxiety is a fear of the future, the unknown, what's going to happen. Depression is guilt or fear of the past, or sadness from the past. And that helps people because it goes like, oh, yeah, I'm actually worried about this thing that I don't even know is going to happen or not.
Yeah, when Russ is late, you go into like a full like episode. I've seen it happen. Like so, you don't recognize it or you don't call it that. But
it don't make me fart. It don't make me throw.
But that's or does it?
But that's an important thing. What you do, Russ?
We'll never know, huh?
But that's an important thing. You do it without you even knowing it. But you calling it something different actually helps your anxiety because anxiety and excitement, it's a fine line. And if you and especially when you're talking about that situation, Russ has always said OCD. I have OCD that I have to be here on time. No, you have anxiety that you'll be late and you'll be worried that other people will look at you and think that you're not this.
I don't care as much. Yeah,
and that you don't care as much. And so if people who have deep anxiety, like my wife has had for years, like growing up with people, start calling it something different.
Yeah, I like the reason I like talking about it is because it having a name and knowing I'm not alone is a great feeling. Like when I was a kid and I didn't really understand what was going on with me and why I was like slightly different, that was super frustrating. And I actually was listening to this whole podcast about how doctors, if you go to a doctor, and you don't know what's going on with you, if the second the doctor gives whatever's going on with you a name, people calm down, like way calm down. And it's scientifically shown that like just giving something a name, even if it's like IBS, for example, just knowing that people have that like call just gives them something to focus on other than like this weird what is happening situation.
So here's the takeaway here. If you know somebody and they're having problems with gas and they're gassy and they're they actually might be going through stressing some depression out. And some right. stress and be a little open, be a little, you know, open minded to them and feel bad for them, a little bit of a, feel sorry for them.
Hey, bro, I've been noticing you've been having horrific farts this whole car ride.
You're depressed. No, it could just be a nasty bastard. It could be that. But no, a whole article about this, about how this is a problem right now. Just like yesterday, I saw another story about, you know, I didn't know this was an actual issue, but they're saying don't put out your jack-o'-lanterns because there's a rat problem after the pandemic. Well, and there's a rat problem and a fart problem here in this country, and we're here to bring it to you. Yeah, yes, Angel.
All right, so we're talking about problems and everything because of pandemic and all these things that are heightened, pumpkins and anxiety issues and everything. Have any of you guys had this issue? And it's about personal space, right? So we haven't been around people, and so so obviously everybody's awkward. We're all awkward.
We're all only children right now.
So things that I like would have never thought twice about or just given it a second thought, like happen, and then I'm like, whoa, this is super weird. Am I overthinking this? Is this
like what?
So I was at a appointment, and So the person that
massage
was,
parlor?
No. Oh.
A personal massage at the house?
No, I was at an appointment, and it was a female is like.
Yeah, keep going.
Sounds like a massage parlor to me.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're already in trouble, brother.
This is bad now.
I don't normally do this.
Yeah. No, so you can open the gate. What's going on inside?
No, this is
going
to get two of us excommunicated from our dentists.
Okay.
And
my
so
God, y'all just got a war against dentists, don't you?
Yeah. Monsters in the morning. We hate dentists.
I love my dentist.
I love my dentist too. And I would have never thought twice about this. And then, like, she touched me with her boob.
Okay.
And I've, like, but it was nothing, like, you would have
not. It's not intentional. Right. It wasn't intentional.
You would never think about it.
Wait, touched you with your boob. Like, where, what part of your body touched the boob?
My shoulder.
His nose. Oh.
Okay.
my lips.
Right on my nose. Right on the tip of my nose.
It was my shoulder. But again, it was like, because not knowing space and all these things. As like I'm, you know, getting my teeth cleaned or whatever, and so I'm like, oh my God, her boob is on my shoulder. Does she know her boob's on my? I hope she doesn't think that I'm like digging. Like, is this inappropriate?
You're overthinking this.
Should I tell her? Hey, listen, I'm not worried about the boob on the shoulder, but like, are you good? Because I don't want.
It's the same reason I don't hug people in basketball shorts. I understand. I totally understand. You have to be aware of where your parts are.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I don't hug people.
Can you get back to the boob on the shoulder, please?
I'm going
to
wear basketball shorts when you come see me. Right? Yeah. And I want a nice big hug.
Angel, I'm glad you brought this hard-hitting topic up about that weird time in a haircut or a shampoo or, I guess, dentistry
where
a woman's beautiful bosoms or just bosoms in general will touch you or lay upon you. Now, me as
or dangle in front of your eyeballs.
Well, no, I'm talking about the specific touch. And I have wondered that, Angel. Does she know that I feel this?
Right.
But I'm not going to move because I don't want to lean into it. You know, right. I don't want to do
that. That would be inappropriate.
What I love. Dance into it, you know. So I go, like, I'm just going to. I look at it like a little treat. I'll be honest. I'll be like, okay, I'm just going to enjoy it. Yeah. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to. I don't care if she's 500 pounds or 60 years old.
What I love is that Carlos remembers this shampoo he got from probably 15 years ago that is such an impactful.
Damn it. You got me.
It was so impactful. He remembers his shampoo. Damn, his bald ass got some time ago.
I had hair in years. Damn it.
The fact you brought that up, boy.
Rewind
that,
the segment.
That really affected you, didn't it? My
God. It's, oh, come on. As any kid, any you know.
Do women know?
Do they know? That's a good question. Do they know? Because I know, and I'm not moving. I'm not moving. I'm not touching. I'm not grinding. I'm not nothing.
I'm solid.
But I'm not moving.
They know the power of the boob. They know.
No,
they know the power of the boob.
There's situations where I don't think they know because it's just such an everyday, mundane thing that they're doing. They're not realizing. When you're getting the shampoo and the lady's bent over you and then the boob's out, you're like.
But I don't know. I don't know. Okay.
They don't know.
Do you do this? If they're also like attracted, do you ever go like, they're obviously into me? Is this them trying to flirt with me?
100%. That's what I always think. I'm always convinced. No,
that's how sick we are as guys. I don't think they're doing an act, and we're like, I think they're into me as they're brushing my teeth in dirt. You know,
I don't go that far. I'm like, she's got to know that her boob is resting on my shoulder.
Know. Like if my ass was resting on anybody, I would know. If one of my things was resting on somebody, I think I would know.
We have we have a dental hygienist checking in the texting service, and they say we definitely know.
Yeah, they do it on purpose. Yeah.
It's a power move. It's a power move this whole time. Well,
it called the boob drag.
Dental worker here, trust me, we know, and the thought is in our head as well.
Oh, I knew it.
Yeah.
I always wondered that.
What thought that they know that they're resting
that
their boob?
That we know that we're having this moment.
Are they hoping that we don't misinterpret that and think of it like Los, like you're doing this on purpose,
Sadly, guys, let's be honest. It doesn't matter how attractive or unattractive she is. It's a boob.
It's attached to a woman. They're beautiful creatures. All women are beautiful creatures.
All boobs are wonderful.
Laying there, you're just getting a haircut. I get haircuts all the time.
And really?
Maybe it's my own boob I'm touching, okay?
Maybe it is, yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
One on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733.
Hey, once again, thanks to Steve from Porgy's Barbecue for sponsoring the Kiss Party Bus tomorrow. Hope you guys have a great time. And once again, thanks to my buddy Whiskey Paul from Majestic Monster Whiskey, which should be coming out soon. You guys get to taste it and try it tomorrow for the first time. You've had it before, Ryan. You got to actually help pick it, but this is the first time listeners. And keep track and let me know if the listeners like it, okay? Because I'm real curious. See, I know they're going to.
They don't like it. They're kicked off the bus, and you're going to have to make it home from Auburndale.
Yeah, this whiskey is, it's good. It's a premium whiskey that we'll be having out soon, and I cannot wait to premiere it and everybody check it out. Majestic Monster Whiskey coming very soon. What's up? I'm Russ Rollins, along with Carlos and Ryan, and now it's time for Angel to bring you Monster Sports on this weekend. Always a lot of stuff going on the weekend for sports.
Absolutely. Monster Sports brought to you by Monsters.fm. That's the website. If you get a chance, go jump on there. Go check that out. We got a bunch of content available there for you. Russ's Triple R Reviews. Guys are posting podcasts. Savannah, I mean, she's a whirlwind global tour with Gators and out there at Gatorland. She's posting content. We got everything that you need to know about TikTok up there as well with Angelique. And then just the stuff that I find. Yesterday there was a video that was going around that was really awesome about a dog stealing GoPro. Yeah, so that one's up there. Go to monsters.fm. And then real quick. Because it's baseball playoff season, Pepsi decided to jump into the fray and do something just for a limited time offer. And because, again, baseball playoffs, would you be interested in Cracker Jack flavored Pepsi?
No.
Yes.
You give it a whirl?
I mean, like, when you first told me to find the image for it, I was like, oh, that sounds disgusting. And then I was like, those two might actually go well together.
Oh. I was thinking of Cracker Jack that was flavored as Pepsi, but this is...
No, this is Pepsi, the beverage, flavored like...
No, I don't want this.
I don't want either. I don't even know why I argued with him about it. It's bad both ways.
I want the other one.
There again, it's commemorative of the baseball playoffs, and so if you see that out there... Just know that.
What is the prize on the side? So if you, it's got something you peel off, and then you get some kind of. I imagine it's probably a QR code or some kind of coupon for something. But that I've never seen that before. Very cool.
Am I rare or weird that I prefer Pepsi to Coke, and my favorite drink is Wild Cherry Pepsi?
Yeah, that's odd. I think most people, I think, like Coke. I think that's the more popular.
I'm a Pepsi guy myself, man.
Too sweet, way too sweet for me.
I know you don't drink a lot of soda, but like, and Pepsi.
Actually, the Wild Cherry is probably, if I give it a choice.
That's my favorite soda.
Yeah, out of all those, that's probably, of those three, that's the one I'd probably go with.
Because honestly, Cherry Coke is just not wild enough, you know?
Right.
At the end of the day, I'm a wild guy. I want my sodas, especially my Cherry Coke, to be a little wild as well.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want a Wild Cherry all the time. You know, every now and then I'm going out.
It's like a special, it's a treat.
No sugar and then go out with a Wild Cherry.
I will say this though, that can is appealing. Like the
it looks
the
artwork, is that a dad joke?
The artwork is is appealing. Like it looks kind of cool. The Pepsi with the little sailor guy and the Cracker Jack. I might give it a try because I like the can.
Right. All right. Yeah. So back in 1984, leading up to the debut of his sneaker, Michael Jordan wore some Nikes. Right. These are game-worn Nikes, and it's from his fifth game as a professional basketball player in the NBA.
Michael Jordan was a professional basketball player in 1984?
Yeah. That was...
Drafted in 83? Was he in 83 draft?
Yeah.
Get out!
Yeah. He wore these shoes on November the 1st of 1984, and they're going to go on an auction at the area in Vegas... Auction house estimates these shoes to be worth, if you had to guess. Again, these are the game-worn Jordans. They're right before they actually put the Jordan logo on there, but he wore them in a game. How much money do you think these are going to go for? Sotheby's is hosting the auction, just to give you any indication.
$3 million.
$3 million, a little high.
$80,000.
$80,000.
$80,000. Wow, I could just go slip right in the middle. And go, what's the middle of 80,000 to, what'd you say, Ryan?
3 million.
I'm really good at math. So that's going to be 220,000.
2 million would have been a closer.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, they estimate that to be the auction to go anywhere between $1 and $1.5 million.
Wow.
For those sneakers. So we'll see, I'll keep you guys posted as we get closer to the auction.
Jordan guy's going to make it one day.
Yeah, but see, then here's the crazy weird thing. The guy who buys that gets two versions because he gets that version, and then he's going to take a picture of it, and there will be an NFT of that shoe that only one person can get.
Okay, I know you're saying that, and I understand all the words that you just said.
I know, right? I know. It's just a digital copy of something that can be shown in a digital world in the metaverse. That's what it is.
All right, we had Major League Baseball and the you know that we are the Rays' number one coverage of the Tampa Bay Rays. And,
I like the Rays,
absolutely.
Man. That's the only baseball team I pay attention to.
Check this out. This is a really cool moment that happens in that game.
There goes Rosarena. He's just home in October.
You get a chance. I'll post this as well. It's a really cool. I mean... Tropicana Field, jam-packed.
Yeah, like, they win in Tropicana Field. Now, yeah. You tell me that's not a feat, for God's sake.
There's some really cool imagery coming from there, and that place is jam-packed. They beat the Boston Red Sox last night 5-0.
5-0, yeah.
Yeah, so they jump out with, you know, one game lead. And
so we're down to four teams, right, the Angel?
So we had Astros beat the Sox on the other side, so that was 6-1. Rays beat the Red Sox 5-0. And then we have Brewers and Braves start today. That's game one. And then we got Dodgers and Giants. Both those teams. One team won 105 games. The other one 106 games. So that series is going to be crazy, and that starts today as well. So,
and by the way, last year, the Tampa Bay Rays were in the World Series, so they could return again. And it's actually, I can't believe I say baseball is fun, but wife likes it.
Baseball is awesome.
And my wife likes it. Yeah. It's fun to sit around the backyard and watch it, and you don't have to be real intent. You can just like, watch for a little bit, do a little something, watch for a little bit. And go Tampa Bay Rays.
Absolutely. And again, this time of year with baseball, it's always fun. Baseball in October. We had NFL last night as well. And damn it, man, the Thursday night games have been incredible this season long. Rams beat the Seahawks 26-17 in Seattle. Now that,
which sucks, because man, the Seattle their uniforms are badass.
Did you see the uniforms they had on last night?
Neon yellow is cool. That's cool as hell looking.
But even though that's an amazing feat in and of itself, that the Rams went and beat Seattle in Seattle. No, teams don't go do that. There was an even more amazing event that happened in the stands. I didn't know that you could pay for this service. I didn't know you could do this in the stands, but Holmesy.
This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. So an actual Seahawk lands on a Seahawk fan's head during the game. Like a Seahawk's a real thing in Seattle and lands on this dude's head.
Crazy.
Extra charge for that.
I didn't know, like, this bird is talons and beak of razor sharp, and this dude is way too chill. Like, I know me personally, I would immediately start batting whatever is on my head, and then I would be attacked and probably murdered by this bird.
I honestly don't even know that I've ever seen a Seahawk before. I've heard the name of the team and everything, but I didn't know that as a Seahawk. That's a pretty cool looking bird.
Now, as the Rams beat the Seahawks, Russell Wilson goes down with an injury. Yeah. I don't know if you guys have seen the image of it, but he sprained his fingers, and so there was a bunch of images like of that going around the internet of finger sprain and looking all crazy. And who knew, hands raised, that Geno Smith was still in the NFL? Geno was still in the NFL. He's the backup quarterback to the Seattle Seahawks, but he had a touchdown pass as well. I hope if you had that bet going in, that parlay bet going on. But again, we got key games going on over the weekend.
I was going to say, talking about the NFL real quick, and I forget his name now, Bentley or whoever the guy is the quarterback for
Bentley.
Whoever the guy is for the Miami Dolphins, like, he had his conference yesterday, Angel, and he had to tell his team, listen, just so you know, we're not going to Tampa Bay to watch Tom Brady. We're going to try to win, guys. which is so sad that the quarterback of the Dolphins have to tell him, hey, listen, we're not going to watch Brady. We are going to try to win this game.
Yeah, it's Jacoby Brissett is your guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see how that works out for you guys. You guys got some money going on it, but Dolphins Buccaneers, that's a 1 o'clock game. You got Jaguars versus the Titans. Everyone's going to be watching that game just to see if they can bounce back and win one for the coach.
You know what I want? I want Urban Meyer to be out there with that girl, right? She'll be on the sideline. He's like, hey, you know what? Honestly, she's assistant coach now. I'm trying to be equal with women. And I'm really looking, reaching out to women, reaching out and really, I'm aggressively reaching out to women now to come work with us. Well, and so she's a new assistant coach for the boys.
Yeah, to but that.
Like, just to mess things up even more. Yeah. Why not?
To that point, Sally Urban had to basically officially go off of all social media. You could imagine.
Whoa. But you see what she said? She said, give him a break. He's only human and human sin. And please give my husband a break. Which she I'm said man.
That? She
yeah.
said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah.
She's a woman
she
of faith.
She leaving.
She's
a woman of faith. And she said, listen.
Wow. Not her first rodeo, guys.
He's not a perfect human. He sins, and we're praying for him. And she has his back.
With that said, we'll wrap it up with this. Yesterday, 18 former NBA players, including Big Baby Davis, charged an alleged $4 million health insurance fraud. All what? These dudes were arrested.
Wow. Hell yeah.
So the total false claims totaled about $3.9 million. Players received about $2.5 million in fraudulent proceeds, the indictment said. And Big Baby was the big name, no pun intended, that people recognize there, of guys basically ripping off their insurances.
Let me tell you something. I've met thousands of athletes. The biggest and the best. And
the biggest
98% of them are really cool, kind of quiet people, whatever. Big Baby's the biggest douche I've ever met.
Oh, really?
By far, the biggest douche, not only to me, but to other people that I know.
Give me an example. What do you mean?
Honestly, it's horrible. You know what? The man just got arrested. I'm merely saying that I don't want to kick this guy while he's down, but
he's not down. He did a crime.
You're right. But he's still, allegedly. I ain't surprised.
He was rude to you.
No, that guy did. That's one of the Magic players that didn't have a good reputation here in town. Remember, he got popped for tearing up a hotel.
Yeah.
He's not
a good guy. A good guy.
Here locally, UCF plays East Carolina tomorrow at 6 p.m. And hopefully UCF can get off the snide there. And that is Monster Sports.
Hey, who do the Gators play? Do they play any
Gator football?
They look terrible last week.
No!
The University of D's?
They lost last week to Kentucky 20-13. They're playing Vanderbilt.
Nice. All right, it should be Vanderbilt.
You think?
Yeah. And then we had the bet on I took the Dolphins. You got the Bucks. This is a give me. This is a win go back to zero is what I'm doing. But who knows? They might pull it out. How crazy would that be? If so, you owe me $40.
That'd be an impressive pullout game.
Yeah. If the Dolphins win, I will give you $100.
Oh,
wow.
You heard it here first. I will just go back to zero, by the way. I'm not going to go great. So if the Dolphins somehow magically win, you're saying you're going to give me $100. Everybody hears that, right?
You've got the Dolphins are running a second string quarterback. And they're the Dolphins.
And he's begging. And he's begging the team
of all time.
He has to beg the team. Listen, guys, we're not going to watch. We're not going to Tampa to see Tom Brady. We're going to try to win. Remember that. That's just so sad that he had to even make that statement. For God's sakes,
there is a fear that Tom Brady might just pull back because he's like, it's just the Dolphins. I don't really need to win this game. We've already had our loss for the season. So actually, maybe not. I don't know.
All right, we'll see. You're listening to the Mosh of the Morning.
The home of real talk and effective tools for self-care.
What is that sensation? It's called optimism.
Real Radio 104.1. Real. Radio.
Hey, Ryan, a lot of people are saying that that Tom Brady hates playing the Miami Dolphins. They're a thorn in his side.
Yeah, I think he's good this year.
All right. Okay.
There's been times where I would agree,
but if the Dolphins win by one, you owe me $100. You said.
Yep. That is how confident. If I had more money in my bank account, I would bet more. But I totally believe that this person, the Dolphins, is just sad, Russ. And I'm glad you're sticking by their side.
Angel says I have to. And to be a good sports fan, if your team sucks, you still got to support them. So I'm going to wear my Dolphins jersey on Sunday and watch the game, me and my dog. My dog's got a Dolphin jersey now.
I saw that.
so me and my dog are sitting there watching. And Mary Ellen has one, too. We all put it on just to make it try to grab some fun out of it.
Do you watch the full game, or to just check in throughout the day as it's happening?
No, I've gotten to the point where I can watch the entire game unless it's really bad. And last week was really bad, and I waited until the fourth quarter because I was like, I didn't like it. But I can watch it if it's exciting. When Tua was playing, I was sort of excited because he's a fast little kid, and I'm kind of pulling for him and everything. But he's so fragile. And the
millennials.
No offensive line, and it's just terrible. But hey, welcome back. I'm Russ, along with Angel and Carlos and Ryan, all here today. I'm going to do this for our real men out there. We got a lot of real men out there that love to go deep sea fishing. There's a lot of deep sea fishing listeners here, and God bless you. It's a lot of fun. Florida now is talking about lifting a 30-year ban on the Goliath grouper. Now, I don't know if you've seen the Goliath grouper.
Oh, yeah.
It don't look tasty. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I don't know if it's any good to eat.
Is it a fish? Is that why people want to do it?
No, they're just crazy huge. They look ridiculous.
It looks like a dinosaur fish.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it right now. It's a Goliath grouper. Now, here's what they're saying, because the numbers have come back after 30 years, that they're going to start making it so they can harvest, it says, 200 Goliath grouper per year. Look at that thing.
When you're scuba diving in one of these show
that's
up,
not even a good representation of them, because they get ridiculously huge, and like you're saying, Russ, they look straight up like dinosaur fish.
Now, why? I mean, if it's only 200 a year, why lift the ban? Why not just keep the ban and let them procreate? Have more? Oh, look at that thing! Is it that good to eat? You think?
No,
I don't even know, dude.
Nothing super large is great to eat unless you're an Inuit and you're living off the blubber of a whale.
Yeah, nothing
like bigger
really
lobsters
large.
Are gross. Bigger fish are not as good. Unless it's a marlin. Maybe I just threw it out. It's not a fish I want to eat, though, because it looks like an ancient vessel, and it looks like it's wiser than me at this point.
yeah, so it's gone in front of the state in Tallahassee, and they're going to make it so you could catch the Goliath grouper. I wonder how many fishermen really want to get that thing, and what would be the appeal of other than maybe I don't know you,
they're it's doing an, that for business
yeah,
that this
fish.
Is yeah if you're a deep sea fisherman and you can get this thing stuffed and put on your wall or a great picture that's probably the reason it's the lure to create more business for
it's
you.
A 600 pound fish
several listeners are saying they are great to eat they're awesome to eat but they don't look good it's a scary looking son of a gun for sure. But yeah, they're talking about lifting the ban on the Goliath grouper. Is there any other fish that
apparently it passed? So it is allowed now. Like as of like,
but you have to have a special
yesterday afternoon
special permit, and they're only going to give out 200 of those.
That makes sense. They're slut. They seem like they're super easy to catch when they scuba dive. I mean, they don't even get scared of you when like you can get really close to them.
Yeah, well,
and the texting service says like they've killed people before, and I don't know, I don't know about that. And you're the texting service, so I'd take it with a grain of salt, but I believe it.
A Goliath grouper has killed a person?
Yeah,
I lost a friend of mine in ninth grade to one jet ski accident, Lake Monroe.
Florida record is a 680-pound Goliath grouper caught off the Fernandina Beach in 1961.
Yeah, so I guess the only thing holding it up is they're still debating a $500 permit fee to do it, and then the first season would take place in 2023. Look, if I caught one of these things, I would show it off all day. My gram would be full of me catching a 600-pound fish. So
would you just stuff it and put it on the wall, or would you try to eat it?
Do a little both. Sometimes you can stuff it and eat it.
Well, yeah, what? It's always a fake fish on the wall, so you do it, you eat
that's
a
true.
Little, gigantic... Garp? What is this called? The colossal garp? The colossal cod? What is this?
No.
The mackerel?
The
what
is Goliath this? The, grouper.
Is this a mackerel?
I could tell we were losing you, and I could tell we were losing you in this whole conversation because you're like fish. I don't care about fish.
Actually, fish is a weird thing. I like to eat it, and then I forget about it. And but the crapple mackerel is something that
the holy mackerel.
Nobody, yeah.
Should what's your eat? Favorite fish? If you're gonna eat fish,
Daggone snapper.
I guess as of late, it's been
salmon a little bit, but it's salmon. Rare. It's really rare. Like I'll just be like, you know what? I'm gonna have fish tonight, but I don't eat it that often. And I always enjoy it. Are y'all the same way with fish? Every time you eat fish, you're like, oh, it's good. And then you forget about it.
I have one salmon every 6 months. Yeah.
I like cod. I will eat the hell out of some cod.
I tried the cod.
I throw the cod in that air fryer, and I'm telling you what, it's healthy. It's good.
I love all kinds of fish. But I have to be the first to admit here, amongst you guys, we're just friends. Please don't judge me on this.
Here we go. Black face green.
Have you guys ever eaten at Captain D's?
It's Captain pretty good.
D's nut.
Is this a joke? Because I would like to do the D's nuts joke, but if you're really asking. I've never actually been in a Captain D's.
Long John Silver's poor cousin.
Right, yeah. So I've never eaten anything from Long John Silver's. And the one that was in Apopka closed and then turned
maybe
it into
once
a pizza
or twice. Maybe once or twice.
I can honestly, I don't think I've, yeah. I know, I feel confident saying, and I've never eaten anything from Captain D's until just recently. And my lady being from Claremont and living on that side of town, she loves the place. And she's like, oh, you know what? I'm driving right by one, and here, I'm going to bring it home. And I was like, all right, cool.
Okay. You know? What'd you get?
Whatever the fried fish is.
It's good. It's good.
Absolutely delicious.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
It's all, I mean, look, if you're trying to stay away from fried food, then you're not going to enjoy
it. I try, but it finds me, and I find
but,
it.
But, she brought me one of their fried fish plates and everything. I devoured it. I was shocked at how good it was.
I got to tell you, throw some cod in that in that air fryer, and it's really good. That's something I've been doing lately.
I realized everything is good in the air fryer. Everything. It is my favorite instrument. I love it more than my phone. I love the air fryer because you're like, you're just like,
oh, now you're getting crazy.
Listen, okay, it's my favorite kitchen utensil. Jesus, I was making a joke, guys. Come on. A sandwich. I'm making a little sandwich. I'm going to throw it in the air fryer. I got this little chicken thing. I'm going to throw it in the air fryer. I got cold pizza. I'm going to throw it in the air fryer. I'm throwing everything in the air fryer. Things I never thought about throwing in the air fryer.
I don't even look at the microwave anymore. The microwave is like, that makes
microwave
is gone. Yeah, it's air fryer for everything. I agree. Marielle was gonna heat something up the other day, and I'm like, hey, can you put it in the air fryer, not the microwave? Because it was some chicken. I'm like, I drive it out. Put that some bitch in the damn air fryer. That's how you do it.
It's pretty amazing.
If you're gonna get an air fryer, what size do you guys recommend?
As big as you can get. As big as you can get. As big as you can pull out the tray. You
big as your head.
Out.
Big as your head.
Exactly. As big
How big
as your
do they come?
They have a big. Lot of different size. They have like some giant ones, but they're not the trays. I think they're more like the pull down big, like mini fryer oven kind of
So
deals.
You guys and both recommend the tray version?
The one you pull out. And man, I'm telling you, it has changed our lives. I love an air fryer so much.
Let me tell you what you do
right now.
You use that what's it called? A convention paper, the paper, the wax paper. You use wax paper underneath it because tin foil is bad. Tin foil, but you put that wax paper to put. You don't have to clean it so much. if you throw like your fish in there and you put your wax paper down and you bring it out and it. Wax paper. Wax paper will save you, babe.
If you guys recommend a brand,
let me look downstairs. I got pizza air frying right now from last night, and it's air frying right now, and I can't wait during this break to go get it. And when I go down on this break to get my little air fryer, it's perfect. You can't get a better reheated piece of pizza than with an air fryer. Even an oven. 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes.
Lying.
It's just the preheating, and that's all you need. It's all you need. I'm going to eat it right now. And Angel, when I get back,
man, you've been bought and sold by Big Air Fryer.
I am Big Air Fryer.
All right, when we come back, it's time for the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes, to make his daily proclamation. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning. Do not use wax paper.
Holy smokes.
My God. Yeah.
Use parchment paper.
That was my fault. I'm the one that yelled out wax paper.
That's okay. I think I'm using wax paper. But maybe it's probably, I have to go see what I have. You use parchment paper in your air fryer. Either way, it works great. It's better than tinfoil. And parchment paper, evidently, 5 million people knew the answer to that. They texted us at 77031 and got real mad about it. Don't be so angry, everybody. We're just
trying to save your kitchen and your life. buy for us.
We're just talking here, man. There's no reason to get mad about parchment paper versus wax paper. Welcome back. I'm Russ, along with Angel and Carlos. And now it's time for the King of Denmark, Ryan Holmes, to make his daily proclamation.
What brand, Los?
Ready? Oh, I don't want to.
Boom. Boom. Kachoom. Please don't interrupt the boom, boom, kachoom. I have a couple rules. One of them, you do not interrupt the boom, boom, kachoom. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Kosori.
Kosori.
Kosori. And it's a white air fryer, which we found, which goes with our
elusive albino air fryer.
The elusive. But I kissed it for you, and I said, one of your brothers is going to be sold to my friend Angel.
Mmm. I like these air fryer tips. I bought an air fryer, and I have this sunk cost thing associated with it, because I bought, like, kind of an off-brand one, and every time I use it, it smells like burning plastic, and I'm like, that's probably not good for my overall health, and I refuse to buy a new one, because I've already spent the money on this one, so I just don't use an air fryer.
You know what's funny is, we got one, and then Mary Ellen went to Aldi, and they had one on sale for like $10 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that one's going to be terrible.
Yep.
It actually works better than the first one we had.
Wow.
We had so we've got one on the RV and one at the house.
There was, when we would read reviews on it, that was one of the main complaints, is that air fryer would smell like plastic burnings.
Yeah.
But this one doesn't. This one doesn't do
not
it.
Not great for food. There's few things that are worse for you than burning plastic. And look, that piece of pizza was cooked fast, but it was plasticky at best. But this segment brought to you not by air fryers. No, no. By Don, that mortgage guy from homeloansradio.com. But more on that later. Oh, man. Well, tomorrow is the Kiss Bus. Where I'm going, and Russ, not so much, big guy. And I'm sorry about that. I know this is your dream. You hobbled this together out of thin air, and you made this Kiss Bus happen. I remember, like, months of work Russ actually did for this. Between the ideas that began in his head to talking with the actual people from Kiss at one point. Right?
Yeah, none of that ever got back to me, because I was so working on the people from Live Nation were supposed to get me interviews, they were supposed to get me free tickets to give to listeners, and none of that panned out. None of that did, which was so irritating. But when I did my contract, Linda Bird was like, you don't do promotions anymore, you need to do some promotions this year, do something that you like. And I'm like, okay, I like comedy, we'll do the comedy show. We like the beer, we'll do the beer thing, and I want to see Kiss, and so we'll do a Kiss Bus, this will be great. I've been putting this together forever. Then I get COVID, and I really can't go, which sucks. I bought $600 tickets so I could be right there. I figure this is my last hurrah. I'm gonna see him right there in the perfect spot, and can't go.
I honestly feel bad about that. It's
don't. It makes me happy to show somebody what I love, and if you appreciate it. Now, if you don't appreciate it, okay, whatever.
Now, do you want me to, during the concert, call you on the phone and then hold my phone up in the air, and then I play the songs for you, and I'm like, why'd you love this song?
Yeah. I tell you what, if Heaven's on Fire comes on. When heaven's on fire, that's when they get the most fire. Heaven's on Fire comes
up.
Pop it up real quick. Yeah.
Okay. So it's the whole event has changed. It's so funny. Like, just how long and everything that could fall apart could fall apart. But we are doing this bus, hell or high water, and that's what I love about it. Now here's the thing. It's all fallen onto me. You know. This
all you gotta do is do a toast. You do a toast and you go.
No. Look, I'm going several hours away with a bunch of rock and roll fans, Russ. And I've been told by the big bosses that I am essentially a chaperone.
Yeah, they told me that too. But all I was gonna do was say, listen, half hour after the show, you better be on the bus or we're leaving.
Yeah. Well, I don't have kids. So I have never chaperoned an event or on a bus. Have you gentlemen all done this before?
Yeah, no. I've done it before, yeah.
Now, to keep people in line on a bus, I mean, I don't even know where to
easy.
Begin.
It's a bus full of the seat 60, 30 of you are going, and it's a nicer bus than that.
It's the only bus picture I could find. The thing about it is, so, you people, you 30 people coming on my Kiss bus,
y'all better be cool, okay? Because this chaperone is a no-nonsense chaperone, okay? Mm. I don't want anybody. If you're in the back of the bus, I'm going to need a hand check every few minutes, all right? Like, I don't want any loud. Don't even come at me with some kind of bus songs, okay? I always hated the bus songs. Don't be coming at me with bus songs. Now, only bus songs you're allowed to do is if a Kiss song comes on, you're allowed to sing along, but I don't want to hear any wheels on the bus, any la-di-da-dies. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but and nothing, all right? This is not going to be a fun bus. It can be as fun as you guys allow it.
Shouldn't be a whole lot of rules. It's just a party, man. You do it, you know. Hey, don't get too drunk, though, because if you get too drunk, next thing you know, you pass out during the middle of Beth, and that's not good.
I can do whatever I want on my bus, all right? They should be taking care of me at this point. It should be Ryan and 35 chaperones. That's what I thought this was going to be until very recently. So I can be the dictator on this bus, okay? The wheels on the bus do not go round and round unless I say so. So everybody be cool, because you're going to be all whiskied up. Because we got 104 proof whiskey that we're going
to do. It's one shot. Maybe I can do one shot.
I bring in both bottles, and what happens on the bus happens on the bus. Now, my lady is coming with me. Christina's coming with me, and she's funny.
Is she like rock? Is she a rock person?
She's a rock girl. She is. She's a rock and roll lady.
She gets to see Kiss. That's pretty cool. Listen, when it all goes down, they are part of rock and roll history. Like them or not, you're gonna see. You know, a part of rock and roll history.
Speaking of rock, why did you revert back to your Carney look when your, bass player, Southern rock and roll, awesome hair look was...
It gets like in
we
my
were
mouth.
Championing it. I mean, just because it got in your mouth. But, I mean, your girl loves rock, guys. Mm-hmm. You can turn into a Southern rock type of looking dude. Go for it. Live it.
Well, I'm going full rock and roll for the show tomorrow. I'm going to get some leather bracelets. You know, I'm going to put my earrings back in. I haven't had my earrings in 15 years.
How about that jacket? That jacket that Ace Frehley
I'm wearing the jacket over this Ace Frehley shirt.
That's
a rock and roll jacket.
Ah, damn it. I'm so jealous.
and what if I get to meet Kiss again? Because, like, they already know that I know Ace. Like, I've got a vibe that Kiss seems to enjoy.
That won't get you anywhere these days.
Well, that's the thing, man. So I'm going to have a whistle on me, by the way. If things start going awry and askew, pay attention, okay? And if anybody gets left behind, you got a half an hour window, everybody. You're adults. You're all adults here, I think. I don't think any babies are coming on the bus. If you are not there within half an hour, bye, Felicia. You live in Tampa now. That is what happens. I'm going to make everybody sign a thing on the way in that says, if I'm not here, that's on me.
Hey, you might want to rethink the jacket, though, because I think it's going to be hot tomorrow. Hot, and this is
rock
an outdoor.
Dudes do not care, okay? I just hung out with the dudes from Fire Inside last week, and they're rock and rollers. And their front man, leather pants all day, every day in Florida, all right?
How did your rock comedy show go? How did your rock comedy show?
I rocked it. That's what
did
I
you?
Did.
Did you? Is this true? Do we have? Can we affirm this?
Like, people were there. They would be like, "Oh my God! It was the most amazing comedy I've ever seen in my life." My goodness, that's what they would say. No, it was a good show. I did okay, but wrangling a rock audience is tough, which is why I'm concerned about upcoming chaperoning of said rock bus.
Shot at it.
Oh, yeah.
It wouldn't go well. Now you're round two on the bus.
Now, if Kiss wants me to open for him, I'll go ahead and do a little comedy at the Tampa Bay Amphitheater, and I'll be more than happy to do that because I, yesterday, learned I'm way more famous again than I thought I was. You guys thought my appearance on Fox 35 was good. You guys think being a monster in the morning is a big deal. I finally have accomplished a dream I didn't even know I had.
Which was?
So one of my things is I always want to be on a billboard. All right? Like, that's just a thing. I want to be. You guys have all been on a billboard. Good for you. I want to be on a billboard. That. But I think I topped billboard with what I have done without even knowing that I did it.
Most wanted poster?
All right.
Are you guys familiar with a little thing called the, I don't know, Channel 2 Tower?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your boy... It's got a trivia advertisement on the Channel 2 Tower that I was not aware of.
I was driving down I-4 the other day. I'm looking. I'm just, you know, I'm checking out. It's a lot of the whatever shows are happening. Then it suddenly switches to the colors of Dr. Phillips. And I was like, that's weird. And they said, Dr. Phillips Front Yard Festival Trivia. And I was like, that's me. I almost drove off the damn road. I was so excited.
They got Kellyanne Class, and then they show Ryan Holmes. Huh?
You made it, kid. You made it. I got in the tower.
I got Summer on the Knoll. Tower. And woo! I don't know if you guys know what that's such a big deal for me. I've been looking at that tower ever since I was a little kid. I remember when they built that tower.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
And then they put the super Doppler radar on top of that tower, and I was like, you're getting kind of crazy with the tower. Well, now it goes super Doppler, channel 2 number, then your boy, the KOD. So next time you're driving down I-4, I have no idea how long this advertisement is or when it aired, but it was I couldn't believe that. I was super shocked by that, and I thought it was really neat.
That's pretty cool.
It is very cool. So you're rolling with super big time Orlando celebrity all the way to Kiss in Tampa, and we're going to have a good time. Am I going to be super strict on the way there? Yes, I am. Am I going to remember things on the way back? Probably not. So keep that in mind, and we're going to get...
Be in your seat when they drop the curtain. You got to be ready to go, because that's when the action starts. When they, you know, when they yell, you wanted the best and you got the best, you got to be ready to go.
I am going to be there for the whole concert. I got great seats. Thank you for that, Russ. It's gonna be a good time. And I'm really, truly saddened that you're not going to be there. But you'll be there in spirit with us and everybody who goes. What, being there in spirit?
When you're there in spirit.
Yeah, it means nothing. That means we're just going to not think about it at all. But, you know, it sounds good, and it sounds good. The only thing that could make Saturday better is if you're on your way to the Kiss bus that morning and you listen to HomeLoansRadioShow.com. Okay, Home Loans Radio Show from HomeLoansRadio.com. There's a pump up for a Kiss concert, okay? They got the hot fire of mortgage talk with that mortgage guy, Don, baby, HomeLoansRadio.com. And I hear he's doing a full rock and roll set about mortgages that day. Oh, man. You want to get APRs? Yeah, baby. You want to talk about jumbo loans, baby? Woo! Refi? Yeah! That mortgage guy, Don, HomeLoansRadio.com. And check out that show. He answer your question live from the texting service. And so it shall be, baby.
All right, when we come back, it's time for Beer of the Week. You're listening to the Monsters of the Morning.
I don't know what happened.
You know, you can always text us. Unless you're driving. At 77031. Standard data and message rates apply. Real Mobile is powered by Orange Buick GMC and orangebuickgmc.com. We are professional grade. From
Party time, that's what I heard. So drink
the whole world a bird. Yeah. And I love my bear. Yeah, let it blow like water. I love my bear. It's like old Ben Franklin said. He said, bear proof that the good Lord loves.
All right, Angel, now it's time for Beer of the Week. We always get to say hello to C-Lane on a Friday for Beer of the Week. C-Lane, how you doing, brother?
Good. How you feeling, Russ?
Man, so much better. I got it. Well, you know, I still have that the COVID fatigue. That thing is real. You get tired, you know, after you have it. But it had me down, but couldn't keep me down.
You don't sound fatigued, and you look good. So that's good.
I appreciate it. I lost weight.
The hospital pizza.
Did not have hospital pizza. I did not feel like eating much.
That's hospital pizza is the worst.
Is it bad?
It is.
Yeah, my number one advice to people in the hospital: stay away from the pizza.
That's good advice. I like that. Yeah. Angel, what do we got today? We have beer for Beer of the Week.
Absolutely. Actually, a huge shout out to Tripping Animals Brewing Company. Tripping Animals Brewing Company out of Doral, Florida. And this week we're doing Limonada de Palcha. It's a sour ale with lime.
What?
With lime and passion fruit. Again, being a Hispanic Heritage Month, I thought it was fitting. So it's a sour. It comes in at 6% ABV. And you can find this at any of your favorite local fancy box stores that do craft beers. Again, it's Limonada de Palcha, and it's from Tripping Animals Brewing Company. It's a sour, and we'll do
that's a beautiful brewery.
This is what.
And I also decided to participate. I never do, but I grabbed one of my favorite cold delicious drinks. Only the wildest of cherry Pepsi.
Ah, nice.
This is a premium stock last year, and I decided to share it with you guys.
Oh, here. Man, is that a 2020 wild cherry?
It's a 2020 wild cherry Pepsi. I normally have it over cigars and, you know,
Angel,
times.
I am concerned roast. That, you know, like C-Lane brought up the COVID thing. I have not, I still don't have a desire
your
to drink.
Your body will tell you when it's ready to have alcohol.
I'm worried. I go, oh, my God, what if I never drink again? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You know what? That might not be the worst thing.
Yeah.
So, as always, we have the three-sip rule in effect, and we have a toast. And in the famous words, an ode to Paul Stanley.
Ah.
There is one city in America that opened up your arms and opened up your legs to us. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah,
cheers.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful shot. Was that a real shot of C-Lane's
hands?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The C-Lane upgraded his camera setup.
That looks like the stock footage from a White Claw commercial, like drink at work. Wow.
Hey, how's everybody else doing? C-Lane? Sean doing okay? Ooh. Is Sabrina doing well?
Yeah, they're doing good.
Tell them we said hello.
Everybody, I will. Everybody's getting their costumes ready because it's October, so we're dressing up on Fridays.
Oh, nice.
Throw something in the mix there.
Yeah, good. I saw you've got Halloween t-shirts. I saw those. They look great. They look really cool.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be fun.
Yeah, good.
All right, we did the three-sip rule. Limonada de Palcha from Tripping Animals Brewing Company, three-sip rule. It is a sour. Holmesy, how you doing with this?
I'm a
tart.
Got a lot of depalcha happening here. It tastes like a lemonade, and then it hits you with that sour. Sours always take me a minute to get used to, but I do enjoy them.
It's not bad.
It is. This is really, really good, though. Man, this is a 9 for me. It's sour. I will say that. It just takes a minute for me to like get my mouth back.
That's a hot take there, Ryan.
It's definitely got the lemonade kind of feel to it.
Yeah, the mouth feel is. Yeah.
But it is absolutely really good. And a shout out again to Florida Brewery, doing it big time. So that's Tripping Animals Brewing Company, and they're out of Doral. And this is their Limonada de Palcha, and it's a sour ale with lime and passion fruit. And yeah, it's really good. I'd give this an 8 as well. So
can I not do my review?
Yeah.
Can I do mine?
Yeah, on the WCP.
Yeah. You know, normally when I have my cherry drinks, they're mild. They're easy going.
Yeah.
They're calm. Yeah. They're passive. But I don't know what Pepsi, how they've acquired this, but this is the wildest cherry, wild cherry Pepsi I've ever had in my freaking life, and I'm losing my mind. This is wild, man.
So get you one.
Friday, baby! Wild cherry!
C-Lane, what you got planned for this weekend, buddy? Anything?
You having any wild cherry?
I got the weekend off. I'm tending to some family stuff on Sunday, so I'm chilling.
Chilling like a bell.
Hell yeah.
That's good, good, good. Ryan, I hope you enjoy the Kiss concert. I just saw the show from last night, actually. During the break, I was watching last night in Sunrise. They look good. Actually, Paul had a lot more energy, so who knows? he's 69, for God's sake. I hope you enjoy the time. I'm sorry to the listeners that I can't go, but I know you're going to make sure everyone has a great time. Thanks to Porky's Barbecue for making the Monster Party Bus happen. Majestic Monster Whiskey. Everyone's going to get their first shot at it. And
MCA Transportation as well. Thank you so much.
Yeah, what else you got?
Oh, man, I am going on that Kiss bus. It's going to be a good time. And then Sunday, I'm just going to be recovering. I'm going to be recovering most of that day, and I'll see y'all again on Monday. Check out my other podcast, though, Legends of Pregame. You can find it on iTunes.
Tonight, it's What the Hell is Angel Listening To from 9 till midnight right here on Real Radio 104.1. Anything else, Angel?
You can hit me up on any social media platform. It's Official Angel. And tonight's featured DJ, again, is DJ producer Kurt Rambus. He'll be doing the feature set from 11 to midnight.
Carlos.
To the top, Carlos. Just check out my stuff. Sip away my delicious drink.
There you go. All right. Hey, once again, a lot of nice messages this week. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the love. You can always send me email, russ@wtks.com. If I didn't get back to you, it's not because I didn't mean to. I appreciate all the sweet things people had to say this week. Good to be back, and thank you for all the support. Stay tuned for the News Junkie right after the Monsters. Then at 3 o'clock is the Jim Colbert Show, and we're back next Monday to do our thing from C-Lane, Carlos, Angel, and Ryan.
And the leader of this mess, Samaria Man, Russ, they call me Doctor, not going to see the show, Rollins.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. We ain't got to go home.
But we got to get the hell up out of here. Wild damn raps over the road.
Swirls.
And a sweet macrame bathing suit.
Dude, that's a plant holder.
Yeah, it is. Real Radio 104.1.